When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up, guys? Dopeziola here. I just wanted to take a moment to introduce one of our new sponsors. So introducing to the podcast, this is Tushy, hellotushy.com. This is a bidet system for your home, and I'm about to tell you exactly why you need one. All right, guys, let's be honest. Toilet paper works, but not always. Sometimes your ass is still dirty. Don't lie. It happens to all of us. Yes, I understand that bidets seem kind of weird because it is water going directly up your ass, but it's way fucking cleaner. Also, think about this. During the pandemic, when everybody was out there searching for toilet paper, don't you wish you were at home with your own bidet from Tushy instead of fighting over toilet paper? So, join the club and go to hellotushy.com and don't be a stinky-ass fool. The water.
If you follow our podcast, you already know the second we got this sponsorship, we're going to do a wild ass commercial. That is what I thought of when I was falling asleep the other night. I thought, you know what would be funny? Me shitting. So introducing one of our new sponsors, guys. This is Tushy, hellotushy.com. This is a bidet. This is the shit that you used to see as a kid on TV. Like, those rich ass motherfuckers got bidets. Now you don't got to be a rich ass motherfucker to have a bidet. So let me blow your mind on the product that will blow into your asshole. You like that one? Best sponsorship ever. I didn't realize how dirty it was until I read some of the talking points and went, oh, you're fucking right. When you step in dog shit outside, don't you wash it off? I have never seen anybody just wipe it off with toilet paper and just keep going. That's when I realized, like, whoa, I'm walking around with a dirty ass. Something else that blew my mind. Is your ass clean enough to sit on your sheet and get up and you're like, yeah, there's definitely no shit on the bed?
Is your bare asshole trustworthy enough to sit on your mother-in-law's couch?
It's naked? The best ever. So I just installed this. It's not hard, and I don't like directions. There's no electricity hookup. There's no plumbing required. You just put it on your toilet, strap it on, hook it to your water, you're done. So, guys, make sure you get yourself a Tushy at www.hellotushy.com/dope. That's 10% off. Hello, Tushy. Not Tushy. HelloTushy.com, not just Tushy.com. Just leave it at that. Just look at HelloTushy. Trust me, guys. It's cleaner. You don't have to spend money on as much toilet paper. Honestly, why don't more people have them? I don't know. As we say all the time, thank you for supporting the brands that support us. If you do end up buying one of these, tag us at Dope As Usual Podcast on Instagram or tag Hello Tushy. We'll try to see them all, repost you guys, show the love. Thank you guys for supporting us. Here at the Dope As Usual Podcast, we can guarantee that all of our fans' assholes are spotless. Ding! I think that's about it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Dope As Yola here. Thomas, whatever you want to call me. Welcome back to the Dope As Usual podcast. I am here with Marty.
Yo.
What's up, Marty? Guys, let's get off right into this podcast. Let's get into this episode. That is the first time I think I didn't mess up just talking about the intro. Usually I go, hey, can you start it over again? So, all right. Episode 28, I finally nailed it, okay? Here we go. And I didn't even do the intro. We're here to talk about life, drugs, accomplishments, problems, and everything in between.
There we go.
One take. Oh, yeah. All right. Guys, this is episode 28. It is Friday night. Usually we film on Tuesday, but we, for the first time, had a guest kind of cancel, so it's all good. We'll get it going. Just the scheduling just did not work, man. It just didn't work. It didn't work out. But, here we go, guys. Episode 28. If you tuned in last week, thank you so much. That was the longest episode we ever did. Oh, no. That's the longest solo episode we've ever done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because your mom went like four hours.
4 hours. Right? But that was me talking shit to my mom. So, guys, thank you so much for watching, for hanging out. We are going to get right into this first topic. And the first topic is we just got approved for our 100,000 subscriber plaque. Holy shit. YouTube's actually like, yeah. good job. I can't believe it. I can't believe they said it took, what, 3 weeks to approve us? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It usually takes 48 hours.
They did it, though. I thought they were fucking toying with us.
I thought they were fucking with us, too, man. I really did think, like, we'll get back to you. It's taken longer than expected. We'll get back to you. What's the email you use to sign up? Like, bro, what are you looking for? Uh-huh. You're just waiting for us to, well, you know, fuck you. I think they were trying to find any reason, but thanks, YouTube.
We appreciate that shit.
Thank
you. We're just trying to be like everybody else out here.
We just want to be like the regular kids, man. All right. We just want to get the same things everybody else does when they hit those milestones. So for people that follow YouTube, getting the plaque is awesome. I mean, having any platform say, no, you're okay, you could stay here. That's what I'm like, because I get to lead it off everything. I've never got a plaque for all the Dopest Yola shit. So it's weird to see it. It's weird for it to happen, but
it's more significant because everything we've gone through. And because we set out to be like, we're going to make something they can't fuck with. This is like, this is unfuckwithable.
Sorry, I had to blow my nose. Sorry.
That was the whole goal behind the fucking podcast, because we already have to treat your shit so different. Like on the dopazola.com, for instance, we have to have a whole backup copy of the video loaded up on the site in case the channel comes down. We've been knowing that.
And Vidmeo kicked us off.
Yeah, that was some extra
shit.
When have you ever
heard of that?
Yeah, not unless you're on some fucking far right conspiracy theory shit. But anyway, it's all good. We got that shit all worked out. And we're in the good graces of YouTube here. So we're just, you know.
Thanks, YouTube. They demonetized the last episode, even though all we did talk about our families and shit.
Last episode was so special. YouTube, get your fucking shit together for that one. I know we're on the 10-minute nice guy clock, but goddamn. What other podcast in recent history has generated that type of, like, community around, like, just people all tapping into the same vibe like that?
Yeah. But it's all good. You guys make it happen. Thank you very much. The Clips channel is booming. We've uploaded like 25 clips in the past week. So go watch it, all right? Clips channel is the highlight reel of this. If you don't have the attention span to watch the entire channel, just go to Dope As Usual podcast clips. Same shit. It's just the highlight reel, man. I was going through some of them the other day. They're ridiculous.
And we're still trying to keep them super clean.
Yes. Like, it could be our best possible, like, we're trying to not, like, selling crack, like, or something crazy, even though it might have to do with selling crack.
Yeah,
I don't know, but it's cool. Clips channel, guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for supporting this episode. You know how many times I said let's keep it an hour and a half? Today we're gonna keep it an hour and a half because we have to edit this bitch in one day. Mm-hmm. We usually edit it in five.
Yeah,
so we're gonna keep it an hour and a half. I have my list tight. Last week was the first time we never did any notes.
Look what happened.
And the last story time I did, no notes, didn't write shit, just went, you know what, let's go. Because usually I had to go, don't forget to talk about this. Yeah. Don't forget, because I'll be caught up in a story and completely forget to talk about my friend that got arrested at the same time or something crazy.
Those things we want to hit on.
Yeah, I always forget. So when I go back and watch my first episodes, I'm like, bro, there was like 15 more minutes of shit I forgot to talk about. It's not like I forgot about it. I just forgot to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Or there'd be a lot of times where you notice how I mumble and talk, my words bleed in together. Sometimes I can't make that cut, so I'll leave the whole topic out. Because I don't want to be like, and
just jump ship on the whole thought.
Yeah, I've cut off whole, I did it today. I gotta stop rolling my motherfucking words together, but that's how I talk. So there's no possible way we're at 10 minutes.
No.
Okay. Fuck, I just want to smoke that joint so bad. Okay. Today, for the first time, one of the first times in my life, I fell asleep for like an hour and a half in the middle of the day. So now I woke up with like a whole new day. It's all weird. So here we go. Guys, this episode, like I said, we're keeping it tight. We are going to do an hour and a half today.
This almost feels like a recap, quick get together between that last epic episode and this run of guests that we're about to go on.
Let's you know what? I'm going to switch my notes around. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the guests right now instead of the end. Next week, we film Goblin Eric Con. We're going to have our first ever two guest setup.
Special event. Might be the last episode on the set, right?
I hope.
Maybe. Possible.
We're moving sets, but it's going to look the same, so you won't know. It's just going to be not hot and dusty for us. So next week, Eric Con and Goblin, same episode. I'm still planning. I'm still planning it out because Goblin's a story machine and I want to hear some more shit. So I'm trying to figure it out. Like, mix our three personalities together is going to be a feat. It's a little hard to do, but I'm excited for it.
It's going to just go, I think.
I'm excited. Yeah. Like, this is the weed tube episode, basically. Like, this is the YouTubers of weed. You know what I mean? Like, this
Mount Rushmore.
This is the one, man. I'm excited. So we have Goblin Eric Kahn for everyone out there wondering. And then right after that, we locked in Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that, we got Brian Callen. Marty's been working with Brian Callen for I don't know how many years.
50.
So, yeah. We got Brian Callen coming in. For those of you who don't know Brian Callen, he's a comedian. I know him as Cabana Boy because I've been watching Mad TV since I was born. I just know it's Cabana Boy. I'm not going to even talk about it. It's Cabana Boy, the fucking... You know exactly who he is. You've seen Hangover. You know who the guy is. He's a funny motherfucker. Before I started working with Marty, I saw him at the Comedy Store. I was like, yo, this guy's funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. So Goblin, Eric Kahn, then right after that, Brian Callen. Then we're going to get into some motherfucking stories because the next guest after that is Freeway Rick Ross. And if you don't know who Freeway Rick Ross is, he's the real Rick Ross. The Rick Ross rapper stole his name from this guy.
Because he thought he wasn't getting out of jail.
Out of prison. Yeah, he thought he was staying. So this guy is pretty much America's biggest coke dealer. Mm-hmm. Right? He was working with, what's the Contra? Contra, right?
I don't want to butcher his story.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck it up. But I know he was running so many bricks. He got life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're like a real deal drug trapping ass motherfucker from LA.
I posted a picture with him the other day, coincidentally, just like a throwback picture, talking about his story, letting people know, hey, go listen to his episodes on Rogan because they're epic. And like, just not to give away in his story, but even in the caption I wrote, he couldn't read going into prison. He got a life sentence involving corrupt parts of the government that was trying to put him down forever. He had a life sentence. He couldn't read. Taught himself to read in prison, found a loophole, got himself out of his life sentence. People in the government, all this other shit, it all got exposed, whatever, whatever, gets out of jail. This fool, Rick Ross, the rapper, has stolen his identity and his likeness and his name and is out there, the biggest crack cocaine rapper out there, and then gets sued and acts like he doesn't know who Rick Ross is. So it's this crazy ass story, and not to mention he's all deep in the weed world and all this shit now. So it's gonna
Out and got a brand, which is the best thing he could have fucking did.
Yeah,
the best thing he could have did was come out and go legit.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Look
what
at
a story,
like,
bro.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm barely.
Yeah, I don't even want to tap into it.
This is not even a spoiler alert. There's way more beyond.
There's so much. I mean, I've watched a part of the documentary, and holy shit.
Yeah.
He is the movie.
Yeah.
He is a movie. He's a movie, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And fucking, I always wanted to talk because one of my favorite movies growing up was Blow. I loved, that's why I really want to start selling packs. The reason I took, those zips on the airplane, because when I remember he was talking about the false bottoms and the cocaine case and old habits hard to break. He's talking about the underwear. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I can get away with some weed. And that's why I took the weed on the plane, because I'm like, you know what? George Young can get away with this. What a dumbass kid. And, I met the real guy, like, I was 5 years ago. I was in the cannabis cup, and I was walking by the bathroom, and I see this guy posted up. I'm like, that's fucking George Young, the real George Young. And it really was him.
Man.
He got out and started writing books and doing cannabis community stuff, and he just recently passed away a couple months ago. Maybe even a month ago he just passed away. Yo, my timeline's probably fucked. It was a year ago and shit. But, yeah, he just passed away. But I remember I looked down like, thanks. Thank you. Because you started this. You got me into, like, you know what? I'm pretty sure I can go stash all this weed at school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I can get away. I think I can get this 10-pack. I think I can make this drive.
Inspired you to cross that line.
maybe it was bad, but I used to watch it every day.
Mm.
Every day. And Ram Jam, Black Betty by Ram Jam, was my favorite song at the time. Because when he's walking through the airport in all white, I'm like, yo, this fool is the coolest guy ever, bro. And that's how I started selling weed. I'm not kidding. But Freeway Rick Ross kind of reminds me of the George Young, except the coke route. Except he got out. He got himself out.
Not to mention, he was doing this shit in South Central in the 70s,
South Central.
80s. Not even all in the
gang. Not even in the gang lines.
Shit. Just like.
It's like, yo, that fool makes money. Don't fuck with him. That's kind of how I looked at it. But we'll find out, okay? And I've met him before. He's a very nice dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like a super upstanding ass dude. Yeah. So I'm excited to talk to him.
He's out there all the time, hustling his books and all that shit.
Yeah, his book. He's got his weed going. It's in the shops, all that shit. So Eric Kahn, Goblin, right after that, Brian Callen, right after that, Freeway Rick Ross. And that is going to lead us up until like mid-September-ish. We don't want to say anything else. We'll just tell you those next guests.
We appreciate you guys. When we throw something out on Instagram trying to get somebody's attention, we appreciate you guys tagging them and shit, because that's one of the main ways that we can get people that are kind of out of our reach or people that would be great guests, but we don't have the ability to just get at them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because a lot of people ask, like, why don't you just get this guy? Like, why don't you just get this guy? Yeah. Help me.
Yeah, please. By all means.
Help me, man. Because you got to remember, guys, we're a lot of people like, you're the biggest weed guy. Like, nobody gives a fuck about that. You got to remember, they see me. They see the way I talk, see all the packs and all the crazy shit and go, I don't know if I want to go to that warehouse.
I don't know if I can.
I don't know if I want to be in that
3-hour conversation area with this fool.
That too. Like, are you ready? Are you ready to talk? Don't be honest. Or just don't come.
Yeah. It's nerve wracking for the average person.
Yeah, I'll never badger a motherucker or anything like that. But it's there are some things.
Because it's not like we don't pay guests. They have to come because they want to be on the show. They want to be on the show. They want to talk to the fans and shit. So it's interesting.
And it doesn't hurt that our other channel is the biggest one in the world.
Doesn't hurt at all. Yeah.
So it does help like the weed area. But we're not just weed people, as you could see. We've had a lot of guests on that aren't weed people at all. Some of them didn't even fucking smoke.
I would venture to say a lot of people that found the podcast without knowing who Dope Isiola was, like,
I got a lot of those messages.
Wouldn't bring up weed as the first thing when they described the podcast. That's what we were going for. Like,
yeah, that's what the whole goal was. Like, I don't want this to be the 420 podcast in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
We said that at the beginning, just like how Rogan did it. The weed's going to be there. But
yeah, weed's. I mean,
yeah.
Right. Speaking of weed, what time is it?
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, it's past.
Yeah. I'll smoke the little one first. All right. Do you have any? You have your shit ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I called you last time. Like, you picked up that big ass joint you dropped, right?
Oh yeah, I dropped a joint on. I smoked that shit that night. Hell yeah. I don't leave joints on the ground. Okay. Cool. So we got into that. Questions. I mean, we got into the 100K plaque. Thank you guys so much for that. We will show you that the second week.
I don't know how I'm going to react when I get my plaque. I might fucking smack a motherfucker. With
that. Woo! You only live with your kids and wife. I'm going to just smack a motherfucker. Which one of you pissed me the fuck off?
I'm going to be so fucking excited.
Just punch a hole in your wall that you're leaving.
There you go.
Marty got the house. We talked about it. Now Marty's new house is in shambles because they're reconstructing, remodeling everything.
Oh my God.
Fuck yeah, though.
You want to talk about getting into some shit, remodel a full house after you just bought a house for the first time immediately.
It's awesome, though. Can't wait till you guys move in.
Yeah, it's a lot, man. I realized, like, I was considering my day rates going in there. Like, these fools are working. And they're opting out of the AC being on in the house too, which is interesting.
Why?
I don't know. I have no fucking idea. They are in there working, and I'm like, damn, this is real work in here, digging up these fucking floors and ripping off these covers.
That's what made
and
me
doing
work
all
hard.
This other shit. Yeah.
Seeing my dad work hard. Mm-hmm. Like, you're older than me, bro. All right, I got to work just as hard as you. You're older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm younger. I should be on this shit.
Yeah.
That's what makes you work hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why nothing else phases me because I used to do 18-hour days, manual labor.
So. Yeah.
This is easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm about to volunteer my kids to fucking work for these fools.
100%. Start letting them know, like, no. That was $5 for that half an hour.
Oh, we found a note in the walls.
That'd be some shit I would do. What did it say?
So we think a rat dragged it up into the walls because it had all these little bite marks on it and shit. And it was like a letter from a girl to her boyfriend, like, putting him on notice of all these Bible verses and how you shouldn't be with prostitutes and how all this sex shit, but in the context of like biblical verses, a whole page had it all written out. And then on some, all right, glad we got that cleared up is basically how she wrapped it up.
She basically said you can't have sexual hookers and be with me.
Yeah. But she's quoting the Bible throughout.
I understand. Yeah. She wrote a note. Yeah. How old was that?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Because sounds more like a text.
Man, it was a handwritten.
This is before
note,
text messages.
Blue ink.
Then.
I could tell it was a girl's handwriting, and she signed
like
it.
Gel pen.
Yeah. She signed it at the bottom.
This is a 1996 note.
She signed it, Angela. Parentheses Ange, just in case you didn't know.
just in case the girl you're dating might not, you don't remember her name?
The one that you're not cheating on with prostitutes
not
and she's schooling you up on why the Lord said that wasn't cool. Her, if you didn't remember.
Like, I'm so glad you, wow.
Yeah, I know. I just
what?
I know. That was fucking hilarious. I've
threw a note in a wall before, but it's just like, hey, shit.
Just to fuck with poop. Somebody. You have no idea what happened in these walls in this room.
Oh, fuck. That's scary. Well, I told you a couple months ago, someone sent me a letter. I tell you the letter. Oh, you were here when I got the letter. Someone sent me a letter to my my P.O. box. And I went, how the fuck did you get my P.O. box? Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a weird fan that wrote some weird shit because the shit was off. You guys ready? It was just quoting all these things about Mother Nature and death and this and all this shit. All the letters had been like coffee stained, crumbled, put dirt, so they looked old.
Like, and deliberately?
Yes. And I'm reading it and I'm like, huh? Why? Death? Who is this?
Yeah.
Why did I open this? And I'm like, I'm going to text my sister because it's probably her. And I text my sister. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, no.
Fuck. Definitely anthrax.
Man, for real, it was like Mother Earth and death and the way she becomes this. I'm like, oh, no. No. And then, like, hours later, my sister just starts texting me exactly what was in the letter.
Aww.
And I'm like, you fucking bitch. And then when I got toward the end, I go, so you sent me a letter, you creep? Why did you send me this? And I'm asking, like, so what does this mean? And then she just texts me a link from Batman Forever with Uma Thurman, and it's Poison Ivy. It's her speech when she goes into the fucking ball. It's her whole fucking dialogue. And I'm like, bitch, I didn't get the last letter. She goes, oh, I sent two letters, and the last page was in that one. I go, I would have understood what she was talking about if it ended with Poison Ivy. But I didn't get it. Imagine her speech from that movie,
creepy.
And the last letter was missing. The last page, because it wouldn't fit. The letter was stuffed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
I got it days later.
That's sick.
I threw it away immediately. And then she's like, you didn't keep it? I go, bitch, I thought it was a weirdo. And why would I keep it? Just text me this shit, bitch. That's all I kept thinking.
Don't ransom note it.
That's what I said. Yeah. Don't ransom notes things to me like
people,
a crazy fan.
People really write crazy random... Like, I manage Rogan's Facebook, like I was telling you. People write crazy-ass random shit in like that all the time.
For sure.
God has called me. Meet me downtown so I can... All that type of shit.
I get the shit in the comments of
YouTube. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just magnified. All like day. The entitlement people have. To
unreal.
Like-
You should give it to him because, you know, my name is Kevin.
Yeah.
And I've done things. All right, Kevin. I get people like that. Or at least you could do is reply to me. And I go, You're one of 50,000 messages. I just saw it. Asshole. I was asleep. I woke up to check messages and I'm a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. At least you could do a reply to me, you fuck. I get that all the time.
Yeah.
And I always reply, eat a dick.
That's tough. Could you? I mean, imagine when we were kids, you're sitting there. I'm laying there. I got my DMX, my early DMX going. Imagine me sitting there feeling like I could just write him a comment and sit there and wait
for
him to respond.
You're a bitch ass fool for not responding.
What? These fools had fan clubs and shit you'd write into back in the day.
And like, hopefully get a fucking generic letter
you're
back.
You're not getting dick back ever for anything.
You got to remember, though, it takes, for people you guys like, say, I wrote Adam Sandler. I'm like, yo, you didn't answer. I wrote you 12 times. It's like, bro, he's Adam Sandler. You imagine how many things he's got to do. Imagine how many things you got to do. Now imagine him. Times that by 50 because you don't know what you're dealing with. Then go, I can't even go to the store without getting fucking mobbed. And then go, oh yeah, I have kids and a wife. You don't have time to check fucking messages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you're on your phone, by the time you have your downtime, you're with your wife and kids, they're going to go, can you get off your phone? You're rarely here.
Oh my God.
Think about that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I feel like that's obvious to people. Like, but
no, it's not. Yeah, people really think that you're just sitting there. You know what, Mike? Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mike, Charles, whoever your name is. Yeah, like, this fuck.
Having direct access to the people that you like watching is a new thing.
It's new. It's brand new.
That's. I feel like we're the first generation of that. That's how I built Drastic Graphics.
I built this.
Yeah.
Respond to everybody because everyone took the time to talk and watch. So I got to take the time to talk and watch for 500 million fucking times.
You're but unique, though, because nobody else does that. But that is why this community is so tight.
So strong. Yeah, I remember fools from fucking 10 years
I've explained that to celebrities, and they just give me a blank stare.
It's
because
they're like, well, do I get paid for that? Like, no, bitch. They paid for your car payment. That's why you respond. Mm-hmm. The way you just went and bought lunch is because you have fans.
Yeah.
Respond, asshole.
That's part of the job.
That is your job. Yeah. That is your job. Mm-hmm. Respond.
What do you mean go live? What do you mean do a premiere? What do you mean answer comments? Half these people think people that comment are fucking losers. Like, no, they're your fans. They're the community. I mean, of course, get in there.
It's the same thing going to a show and they're going, hey, hey, hey. That hey is a comment.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Some people don't appreciate that. Some people don't remember when they were 12 thinking maybe one day I'll have fans.
I've had these pep talks with some fucking celebrities before. Literally, like, bro, let me take you back. There had to be a moment when you're sitting on the porch with your boys and all this seemed fucking impossible, right? The fuck are we bitching about here?
Thank you. When you bought a foreign car from your fans' support, oh, you didn't take a picture with them? You're cool. Sick. That's how I feel. I'm like, yeah, I don't fuck with you anymore. That's why I love Chavo so much, bro. Mm-hmm. He's so genuine like that. Mm-hmm. He's such a cool motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Just when you meet people like that, it's like...
It's so rare.
Good
shit. So rare. That's why when I met you, I was like, people might have been like surprised. I was working with all these comedians and it's like, no, I'm pushing all my chips in on fucking Yola because I can tell that this is real. This isn't some Hollywood...
Weirdo shit
where, you know, like, this is real. I'm willing to invest, get myself into this shit.
Yeah, dude, like I said, I was watching the commercial I did a couple years ago. I was watching all my old shit because I got locked out of my second channel. I couldn't remember the password. Because I changed it because somebody tried to break into it one day. So I like changed it a couple numbers while I was editing or while I was filming. So I went, oh, I'll remember. And I forgot. So anyway, I went in there last night just looking at all the comments from a year ago, responding to people. And like, it's so much change in a year. Like, so much elevation and going from the commercial and doing all this stuff, starting the second channel. It's crazy. It's crazy how fast everything elevated, like, especially with the podcast and how it just started, and then it started up so well, and now it's just steamrolling, fucking snowballing, just getting bigger and bigger, and it's just getting better. It's cool. It's cool to see the change from us just starting, you know? So, Marty, 100K plaque, we talked about the guests. Guys, I'm trying to keep this hour and a half tight. Where are we at right now?
About 20.
Good, good. Let's bust into this because, like I said, this is going to be one of the few solo episodes we're doing over the course of the next month or two because we have so many guests lined up. I know we said that last week. We also didn't expect someone to flake. So here we go, guys. Let's go straight into fan questions, Marty. We posted on our Instagram. Our Instagram is Dope As Usual Podcast. That's Instagram. It's linked in all of the video descriptions. It's in the header of YouTube, everything, all of our stuff.
That shit looked sick last episode when you did your hand like that and we had to fucking slide out.
Huh?
Remember you're like, at Dope As Usual Podcast.
I didn't notice I was typing. It worked?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was typing. Damn it. In the premiere, I was typing so I didn't see it. Uh-huh. Fuck. Here's our YouTube, our Instagram right here, okay? That's Dope As Usual Podcast. Guys, we posted earlier and said, if you can ask one question on the podcast, what would it be? Here we go. We got some motherfucking questions. This is coming from Matthew Gilbreth. All right. All right. Here we go. That's an awesome name. What were the craziest lengths you have ever went? Why am I dumb? What were the craziest lengths you ever went to in order to get high? Marty, can you start that one off?
Oh, man.
You're from the East Coast.
Yeah, the craziest. I mean, it was a goddamn adventure every time I went to go get weed for right up until I moved here. It literally was. I mean, these aren't like I'm sure sit here and think of some crazy ass extravagant story, but it was constant, just cat and mouse, getting like the whole time going in to, because on the East Coast, generally, at least in my world, you got to go to the worst neighborhoods to get weed, and when you're a white dude, that it's just like you might as well have a fucking
target.
Yeah.
Just cops on your too, car. Like, why are you over here?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. If they see you, you're getting pulled over.
Yeah.
They're waiting. They're hiding. If they see you, you're getting pulled over. So I would just accept that every day.
We talked about this in the first episode.
Yeah.
You got racially profiled for being
constantly,
white.
All the time. All the fucking time. It was always a fucking adventure. Yeah.
Why? You get pulled over because I'm white?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm white? Yo.
Yeah, bitch.
Love it.
Yeah.
Sorry, but... amazing. Yeah,
so constantly just getting pulled over by the cops and having the weed in the car and having it just hidden, just playing it off would be some pretty great lengths. For shitty, you got to consider, I'm also talking about 10s and 20s trash of weed. Shitty weed. You got your whole fucking life on the line over, because then you get arrested, and now you go to get your little bullshit cubicle job, and you got to explain to them, well, I had a 10 sack of weed, and I knew I had, you got to go through the whole fucking thing, because now you're a goddamn criminal. Now it's going to be hard for you to get a job in a city where there is no fucking jobs.
Ugh.
So that's why these assholes now, I hope they feel so fucking stupid that it's becoming illegal, or it's becoming legal.
The fuck, so every day. For? So every time. Yeah. Every time was a crazy length.
Every single time. And I only had $5, $6 at a fucking time. So it was like a daily goddamn occurrence.
Ugh.
All for what? Shit was fucking stupid. They could have been having my tax money this whole fucking time.
Well, now they do. So that was Marty's answer, was yes, every fucking day. Every time I smoked was crazy. I had to climb a mountain pretty much every time. Me? I have about five. I'm going to give you one. One time I was with my friend Scott Ducey, and I was at my grandma Grace's house out in the country. And my dad, obviously, he was there, but he was tweaking. I didn't know he was tweaking in the garage while we were sneaking off to smoke bowls. We were both hiding it from each other so we can go do our own drugs, which is fucking hysterical to me. And this guy named Chris, the guy that used to front me sax, when I talked about John, the Black Beer's Delight, that weed is from this guy, Chris. He's the first person to ever front me sax. I was getting fronted zips in the 10th grade from him. And when I moved to Golden Valley, the other school, he was the one who went there. It's before I moved. Anyway, he lives in the cuts because he is rich as fuck. His family has an estate. And in Merced, if your family has any money, like, whoa. But if your family's like that, it's like, oh, shit, you have a paid-off truck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that Silverado's paid for. Fuck, okay. Not used? Oh, damn. Anyway, I went to Chris's, and he's like, yo, I can't. I'm not mobile right now. I go, but you have all the cars. Okay, it's all good. Okay. So I said, Dad, I forgot my house key. That's what I told him for my house. I go, Dad, I forgot my house key at my friend Chris's house. He goes, Thomas, get it tomorrow. I go, but I need it. I was just trying to convince my dad I needed my house key so he could drive me and Scott Ducey to Chris's house. And I bought a 20 sack of weed. And he lives in the cuts too. So it's like if we walked, it was about 3 miles into the country in the night.
Mm.
Me and Scott were both fat kids. We weren't doing that shit, right? Mm. So my dad, come on. And he's like, no, what the fuck? No, I'm not driving you anywhere. I finally convinced him. Maybe he went to the garage and got on one and was like, I need to take a drive. But I remember I convinced his ass. We drive out there. I call Chris. We're in the backyard of a field. It turns out it was his backyard, the field.
Mm.
He's got a yard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Chris in his fucking Abercrombie hoodie. And I'm like, damn, this fool's just got money. This is crazy. You know, he's selling sacks to buy alcohol on the weekends, I bet. You don't even need this money.
Mm.
It's crazy. You know, like one of those kids.
That's a completely different thing.
Whole different lifestyle, man. He pulled up in a nice truck on 10th grade. Mm-hmm. You know, right when you turn 16, like he pulled up in the truck. He's that kid.
It means your parents have their shit together.
They own the concrete company or construction. I won't say the names, but you already know who I'm talking about if you're from Merced. And I walk through the field in the night, and he appears out of like the bushes, and I'm like, oh, what's up, man? He's like, oh, what's up, dude? I'm like, thanks, dude. Later. And that was it. He walked off, and I'm like, I wonder what it's like to grow up like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I mean? I remember the walking away, like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
This shit is optional for him.
Yeah, this is not even like you don't have to. Walk back. Scotty gave me his house key before I went in so I can come back with a key.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, thanks, Dad, got it. And it was that fast. So it was like, you might have actually just got a key. But my dad didn't believe that. He just let me think that he believed it. Me and Scotty went back, made a can, smoking a bowl in the wind of the out. Like we're in the country, my grandma's. So it's like, open your jacket and cover that wind, motherfucker. Oh, we're in a field.
You ever try to fucking light a blunt or some shit? It's snowing and shit.
Light a can like that. It's like this. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you're the most
frustrating thing. Your fingers burning.
And you're doing having someone do this so the bowl doesn't fly away.
Yeah.
We're fucking cavemen just trying to smoke weed. And my grandma's in the field. So she looks down and goes, what's that? Uh-huh. What is that? See, our faces just light up every couple seconds. Oh my God. So we had to turn.
Are they sharing a Pepsi? What the fuck is going on in there?
Thank you. We had to turn toward the country away from my grandma, but that's where the wind's coming. So Scott stood like this while I'm like inside of his chest jacket.
That's dedication.
Yeah. So that's one of the times. So yes, Matthew Gilbreth. That's fine. Yeah. That's one of the lengths I went to. I lied to my dad. I have a couple stories I never told in story time that I have some crazy ones where I have my dad. I left my key. I've used that twice.
Mm-hmm.
I've used that twice now. The second one was a little crazier, but I'll let that be a story time because it's insane. I don't know how I haven't talked about it. But yeah.
I used to do stupid shit like, because April doesn't smoke weed. So I was smoking weed. I was always like, it was always like this annoying issue. So I would always be getting weed on the low and shit. I mean, she doesn't smoke weed. So like, it's just, it's only annoying to her.
Got you.
But I remember we'd be like walking through like the grocery store. And then I gotta hit the bathroom real quick, go outside. The dude's waiting out there. Good looking.
Oh, to buy weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Navigating this shit through the fucking.
I'm in the aisle. Let me know when you're outside. Oh, yeah. You know what times I've done that?
That type of shit.
A lot.
Yeah.
Stupid shit. For sure. Even now. Oh, we talked about this before, but it's funny. Every time I call you and this, I see this guy, I'm like, oh, you're buying weed. Because he'll like answer the face. Oh, I'm just going outside to meet this guy. Uh-huh. And thank you, sir. Uh-huh. That's what I always hear. Thank you, sir. The same thing every time. Thank you, sir. I'm like, oh, you just bought weed? Yeah.
It's so nice. You used to have all these relationships with these randoms.
Call a delivery service.
Yeah. They fucking pull up like a goddamn DoorDash in fucking 20 minutes and you're like a fucking gentleman.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Before, I mean, you know, it's like you gotta hope that you have a plug, and then you gotta hope the fucking plug has it, and then you gotta hope that the fucking plug is available.
Except for ninth grade,
taking you around, and then now you're sitting there waiting and all this shit.
I was blessed, bro.
Yeah,
I never had to do that. I was the guy going, "I'll be there in a couple minutes."
Yeah.
I was the guy. Yeah. Okay. Question number one.
We could have did an hour and a half on this one. I feel like
I know. I could. I had about four other wild ones. Dude, it's crazy because I'll unlock a part of my brain. And go, bro. Let me tell you a story.
I was going to say, you just realized you had a story time in there. Yeah.
Because I forgot. Richard Scott. This kid helped me with my weed. He ended up like going on a high speed chase. I saw him on the news like a couple years ago. High speed chasing Merced and all this crazy. I'm like, yo, I used to smoke weed with this kid. Wow. Now he's in the fucking news. Shit. Mm-hmm. He was cool though. That'll be a story time. On to the next question. Ready? Half baked 760. That's a big ass joint you got there. Where do you and Marty see yourself in 5 years? Flame. Oh, as Marty hits it, flame. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, Marty?
Man, I was reflecting on the way up in here. Like, it was such a massive fucking milestone buying this house that I've only ever looked this far ahead, really. Like, the fact that we're here now, the podcast is going, it's the first time in my life where I am where I want to be in the present moment. Good. Ever. So 5 years from now, I don't even fucking know. I honestly haven't even fucking thought about it.
Give it some time, and then you'll have another one. You'll have another
goal. It's going to be, for the first time in my life, it's like, it'll probably be pretty similar to this, just on a bigger level. We'll be parlaying in real estate. We'll have more shit going on. But like, up until this point in life, if you met me, my mind was somewhere else. I was a dude who was here, but his actual reality was off in the future somewhere. Because I've just always chronically, it's been an issue in my life, been in the state of trying to get there. It's going to happen. Getting after it. I'm not there yet. Always. But it's just been steps up this ladder up until now, doing the house and having our own shit and being able to have it be successful enough to where I don't have 10 clients anymore running my life.
Yep.
That is goals. So 5 years from now, it's just like completely financially free, doing whatever the fuck we want and chilling, having time. That's the whole point. Work your fucking dick off through your 20s and early 30s if you have to be able to like not have to do that through your later 30s and 40s and 50s and beyond. Yes.
Exactly it.
What about you?
That was like perfect answer. I just accomplished it, so I don't have anything yet. honestly, 5 years from now, I remember I was 23 and my dad was like, what are you doing all this weed stuff, blah, 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 online? I'm like, if I don't do anything with it by the time I'm 28, dad, I promise I'll go do something for real. Because I always could have had a career in this and that. I'd be managing something. I'm just that type of brain, right? And I already told him, by the time I'm 28, if it doesn't work out, I'll think of something. And I was like 25. I'm like, this is working out, man. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Maybe it doesn't work out by then. And then 28 came and I go, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I'm fucking in L.A. now.
Yeah.
So where do I see myself in 5 years? I see myself on season 2 of something on TV, Netflix. That's what I want. In 5 years, I see myself being on already season 2 of something. That's the thing. That's what I'm thinking of. My whole goal in life was to have my Breaking Bad show. I had a concept of it like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not I'm saying the Breaking Bad. I'm talking about the way it's a story. It's not comedy, but it could be funny if you want it to be.
Yeah, there's funny moments all throughout it.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Like, yeah, your finish line changes.
Yeah, I told Marty, I had a dream like 7 months ago that I was walking through an airport and then like, fuck, a mob of people were chasing me and all these fools were taking pictures and I started running. I had this dream and I was like, oh shit. And the security's like, Thomas, get in here. And I went and they're like, come on, fool, you can't just be walking through the front like that. I'm like, huh? And I had like four assistants like, all right, you're on here today. Today you're going to be doing this. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh. And then I just started walking. And I saw all these people with like signs. I'm like, where the fuck am I at? And then I woke up. I had that dream. My dream was never like, you want to be famous. I'm like, no, it's always, I want to do something that makes fools stoked as shit. Not like, hey man, thanks for, you know what, you mowed the fuck out of that lawn. Even though if that was what I was doing, I would be the best fucking lawn guy in the world.
Yeah.
I would be like, that guy does his fucking job well. Because that's what I think of. Like, I want to make you go, whoa, shit. So that's what we do with the content. Like, when we stepped it up, like, damn, these videos got crazy. I know. They're awesome, right? But for me, it's like, cool, videos are great. There's more.
Yeah.
You know, so in 5 years, I want to be on season 2 or something. Or already, I always think of, you know those interviews where they're interviewing somebody, an actor, for their new movie, and their poster board of the new movie is right to the side?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. Mm-hmm. I always see it like that. That's how I've always imagined it, and I see it happening. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what it is yet. But that's my thing, is to make something. It's my cult classic. I want a cult classic to look back on when I'm 70 and go, fuck yeah. There's a whole generation of people out there that's their favorite fucking movie. Mm. That's what I want. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Totally. Like Al Bundy. You're Al Bundy forever. No matter what the fuck you do, you're Al Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you captivated the world for a period of time. Yeah.
I know exactly.
That's what I want. That's it. Not even on the, oh, you're famous. It's more on the, everyone you know has a house. I'm like, I know. It's crazy. Everyone has a house. Mm. Everybody in my family, I bought a house for. That's cool.
Because
if you think about it, if you make 100 mil, you can buy everybody in your family a decent $500,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where they live, that's a mansion.
Yeah, for sure.
Great.
Yeah. Man, once you get like, once you hit these kind of plateaus, really, goals to me is just like saving money. Like,
I've never saved money before.
Like having life insurance, being able to, like, if something happens to me, my family's going to be okay.
I want to pay for all my bills and not check the balance.
Yeah, exactly. Bills go on auto pay.
Thank you. That's what I care about.
Yeah. Those are goals beyond that first massive set of goals you set when you're 19.
I just set goals like 3 years ago.
Mm.
I've never had that. I was just having fun making videos and people were stoked.
Yeah.
It's all I cared about until I went, bro, how long can you do that? You have to build something. Mm-hmm. And then I started like trying to do, because I was running push trees for fucking 6-7 years in my apartment. There was no goal set. Let's do some more clothes.
Mm.
But yeah, 5 years, man. So Marty, you're there. I just started. So we'll see. There, that's the question. Half Baked 760. Thank you very much. Marty, before you start, what is the time? Where are we at?
40.
Doing pretty good. All right, next one. Here we go. Rex 100. This is one for Marty, and I put it in there because it's all you. When was the first time Marty smoked weed? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that day?
Yeah, I do.
What'd you
do? It was with fucking Goofy, who we talked about, I think, two podcasts ago.
It was
ago.
With fucking Goofy. That's when you know you're from fucking the ghetto. No. This fucking Goofy over here. Oh, shit.
The dude that walked the dude for the fucking...
For the ounces?
Yeah. So I was
fucking
in...
fucking Goofy.
He really... That's the only way to describe him. He... Some kid at school had given me some weed. Looking back, he had probably given me like maybe a
guy gave quarter. You weed?
Yeah, like we were just talking. I was like, yeah, I never smoked weed. And he's like, bro, give him some fucking weed.
And the at kid, school?
Yeah, in school. And the kid like goes in his bag and gives me now like probably like a quarter.
Quarter zip?
Yeah, like a little Ziploc little bag of weed. He just gave it to me. I was probably like 13. And then I brought it to my boy who ended up doing all that wild extra shit. And he's like, oh, yeah, this is fucking weed right here. Yeah, yep. No shit.
That's some weed. That's some weed. You got little kids.
Yeah.
You ever smoked?
Yeah. Because I was like always like on some straight edge shit basically until that point. You know what I mean? Like just super into sports and all that. Yeah. Even beyond that, it took me a while. I didn't even really start smoking weed until I was like 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa, good shit. Good for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it was really kind of uneventful. Like, I remember kind of feeling like, damn, I'm waiting for something to happen here. Nothing really.
Where'd you smoke it at?
We were just, like, in the woods or some shit, and it was out of, like, a can. And then, like, the next time we went to do it, we got pulled over. We were playing, if you're from Buffalo, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We were playing at Delaware Park, biggest basketball court in Buffalo, the main court in Buffalo. I used to go out there with my N1 professor shit all day long, every summer, all summer. And we were driving this kid home and he gave us some weed and fucking Goofy pulled down the wrong way down a one way. And a cop was coming at us and just, boop, boop, fuck are you, what the fuck are you boys doing?
What are you doing? How high are you?
Yeah. And then he's like, he had him get out of the car.
Wait, how old was he if he was driving? You're 13?
I told you, we were in the same grade, but he was like fucking 16. That's why I call him Goofy. Yeah.
The guy has a real blurting disability and he calls him Goofy.
He was just fucking Goofy. Like, he would just do stupid shit. That's why it was like that. Like.
Bro.
He's the one that was in the bathroom lighting all the toilet paper rolls on fire.
He was stupid. I get that. But
yeah.
He was in the same grade. He was fucking driving.
Literally. This was the kid. Yeah.
What an asshole.
Taking his mom's car, just driving on the street, smashing into mailboxes, smashing into garbage cans. I remember one time he smashes into a garbage can. The shit gets stuck under the car. And the person's like on their porch looking out at us. So I'm in the back seat. He's like, bro, get the fuck out. The kid in the front seat hops out, rips the garbage can out from underneath, throws it, gets back in, keeps going.
Did the person even say anything?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were fucking yelling at us and shit. But
how amazing is that?
All types of goofy ass, stupid shit like that.
But if I saw some kids doing it, I'd be like, you know what? This is going to be a story later on in your life, bro. Just keep going. I'm not going to fuck you up. Go. Yeah. If you hit my car, then I'm like, nah, your parents got to pay for this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
On some good burger shit.
We scratched the surface.
Work all summer.
We were terrorizing the fucking neighborhood for a couple summers there.
Oh, you did tell me. I terrorized a neighborhood for summers. Yes, we'll do it another time.
Horrible.
You did tell me about that.
But he was the one that first put me on the weed. And then some years went by. Like, I was turning down. I was getting, people were fucking hitting, trying to give me blunts and shit constantly. But I was on such basketball. Hint judged what I ate when I slept, who I hung out with,
wow.
What I did. My whole 365 was revolved around basketball. I didn't eat fast food until I was like 20.
Damn.
Like, I would never deviate. It's the only reason why I kept making the team and shit. Took me that. I wasn't faster than anybody. I couldn't jump higher than anybody. I had to go to the utmost to be able to make it.
Yeah.
So it was, I actually ended up getting kicked off the team over weed.
You told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Because I didn't drink either. And like when I was telling you, I transferred to the D3 school for more playing time and I just got fucking shit faced in the dorm and it was so embarrassing. And I had a girlfriend. We were both fucking blackout drunk, straight vodka, white boy shit.
Ugh.
And then we went down into Buffalo. She got so drunk, she passed out. I left her there. in the dorm room, and we just went out. I remember this was one of my few white boy moments where I was just drunk and could have got beat up out there for just being fucking stupid on the subway and shit. But then we came back to the dorm and smoked in the dorm.
And that's how you got caught.
Yes. So fucking stupid. Because then I was like,
did you get kicked out for that?
Drunk shit. No, I didn't. I just crashed and burned. Because that happened. And they were still going to give me another chance, even though I was like, I was lying to them about it. Like, nah, we went somewhere. And there was weed there. We came back. We just smelled like weed. We still had the fucking whatever. Like, I was doing, they're like, bro. Meanwhile, I don't even know what really happened. I was fucking hammered. Ugh. All I know is they knew about the weed. I mean, you can't smoke in a dorm without the whole hallway fucking filling up with weed and shit. So anyway, I kept giving them shit. I kept fucking with them. I fucked with the coach. I ended up getting kicked off the team, but I wanted to. It almost needed to happen because I was like wanting to move so into music so bad. I needed something abrupt to like knock me off of basketball. And that was it. They made me do community service, all kinds of shit. And then I just fucking stopped going.
So Rex 100, that's the first time Marty ever smoked weed. It turned into him getting kicked out of college. You ran too. Yeah. Fuck yeah. It's not just
God
me.
Damn.
It's not just me. You see, though, so. It connects and then something else connects. But oh yeah, then this happened. And then by the time you're going, connected. You go, what the fuck are we talking about?
Because to me, that all happened before I actually smoked weed. I wasn't smoking weed like through in any of those incidents.
No, I got you. And just for that, for I know the people in the comments, this is the longest joint. Like, it's lasted so long. It's the skinniest, so it keeps going out.
That's the same one you started at minute fucking. That's like,
One. But it's gone out a hell of times. Where are we at now? Like 50 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the next question. We're doing good, man. Diff Jared. All right. I hope so. If you could say anything to someone who hates their life, what would it be? Damn. I don't remember screenshotting this. Wait, no, I do remember screenshotting this. Oh, no, now I remember why. Now I remember why I wanted to talk about this. Here we go. If you could say anything to someone who hates their life, what would it be? It could be worse.
Ooh, I'm holding back a big fucking rant right now.
Here we go. You should start in, and I have some shit. Because look, there's a lot of people that are dead that wish they could take your place. People like, I hate my job. I hate this. I don't like my family. There's other places. Oh, I don't like where I'm at. My school sucks. Stop going to school. My job sucks. Get a different job. It's not that easy, but it is. If someone held a gun to your hand, go, you're not going to the school no more, and you can't hang out with these friends because they're bad. All good, bro. Because in 6 months, you're going to go, holy shit, I forgot I used to hang out with those people. You know how many times I've done that? I go, oh, I remember I hung out with him for like a whole summer every day, and I forgot he existed. Yep. That will happen so fast. Whenever I was like 20, thinking, damn, dude, I'll never stop hanging out with you. I don't even remember. I couldn't even put some of the names and faces
like,
right now.
Like, we are like brothers. Like, man, I'm willing to die for this motherfucker. He's willing to die for me. Like, we are like.
And then you tight. Get their name.
And it's like, yeah, all for fucking nothing. Yeah.
Sad. Rant.
To anybody hating your life, I would recommend watching this latest episode of Rogan with the girl from North Korea. Because I don't know much about North Korea, but my understanding is not too many people escape North Korea, and she did. And what she described was the most horrific shit I've ever heard. And
I didn't watch
understanding what some people live through, even in current day, like, is fucking barbaric, let alone all the people that have come before us. I try to express this to my kids all the time.
There's still genocides going on as I'm smoking joint, filming this, talking about problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, in North Korea, they have mass famine. So there's bodies stacked. There's like this girl talked about every day. She said, just as a fish doesn't notice it water, I grew up not noticing all the bodies stacked up around me. And
what?
Yeah, like she's describing the cycle of, you know, people die and then the rats eat the people's eyes. And then the children, if they can catch a rat, that's like a delicacy. So then they eat the rats raw sometimes. And then they die. And then the rats eat them. And it's the North Korean cycle, like every summer or some shit. Like to catch a rat, to catch a snake is a delicacy. you know, to have your ma leave and come back is like a miracle. There's no mail. There's no trains. There's no phones. There's no food. The country is surrounded by landmines and you can't get out. You can't get in. There's no lights. It's the darkest place in the world. I didn't know all this shit.
I didn't know any of what you just
said. It's fucking horrible. And she's talking about being desensitized to it. You can tell she's probably gone through 20 years of therapy or whatever, but like, I would consider that if you're living in America and you're not suffering from like a terminal disease or you're not actively being like tortured and kidnapped, things like that, really could just try to zoom out from your own existence and just understand what people have gone through before, how cold this world can be, boy. Woo, we got it so good. I tell my kids all the time, we're living better than 99.99999% of people that ever lived.
Yeah, for sure.
And you to sit around and be butthurt is a slap in the face to God.
Somebody comment that quote. To sit around and be butthurt is a slap in the face to God. Marty 2021. That's like a Bible verse, bro. Oh, we'll
stick
my
that one in the
God.
Wall for the
we
fucking next
need
remodel.
That on a shirt. To sit around and be butthurt is like a slap to the face to God. Marty 2021.
Just all prolific and shit.
Woo! I loved that, bro. But for people out there that are like, all right, yeah, I understand that, but I can't do anything about that. I'm over here in America and I'm broke and I'm this and I'm that.
Yeah,
a lot of people are.
For sure.
Just work around it. And I know it's everybody's been there. And I'm not saying it's easy. We did it. No, it sucked dick. It
took me 15 years to buy a fucking house.
Fucking sucks. I understand. I've been hungry as shit going to sleep. All that stuff sucks dick. I understand. But you got to remember, you can always change your surroundings. You can just change it. What happens if you move to Ohio and you're from LA and you hate your life? Move to Ohio for a year. Why? Because when you're 80 and go, you ever been to Ohio? Actually, I lived there for a year. I met this really cool couple. I actually started a business out there. I met these people. I have friends in Ohio. That's the shit you need. You know what I'm saying? You need that flip. That when you're 90 years old and you're flipping through every year of your life, you don't want it to be, well, I sat this job forever. I hated. Change it.
Nor do you want it to be like, I stopped where I started. Usually, to me, like most people are born in small towns and stuff like.
Yeah, I still don't mind if I stayed in Merced, lived there, and created, raised a family. That's if that's what you want, fucking awesome, you succeeded. There's nothing wrong with staying in your hometown and living there and working at the mines or whatever, some old typical shit. Whatever they say, I'm going to work at the coal mines like my dad and his dad and our dad. Like, I get that. That's cool if that's what you like. Come do a vacation every year and just save up your 401k. Like, that's regular shit. That's cool. That's awesome.
I envy that on a lot of levels.
Because like, you know how that, the stress is.
Yeah.
And the like, fucking deadlines.
On the weekend, I go out and jet ski.
Oh, man. I would love that.
Yeah.
There's no days I could do that.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
That's goals.
Once every couple months, maybe. Mm-hmm. But then, like, then why are you working so hard just so you could not be free? Like, no. I am the boss.
That's the thing that people don't understand.
You understand. Like, I tell me when to be done.
There's a lot of extra stressors, but it's not more than the stress.
The everyday stress of being controlled.
Man, we went to sign for the escrow for this house, and we went into this office. And me and April both just looked at each other like, could you imagine fucking working here?
Oh, I hate that feeling.
40 hours a week in here with these mindless conversations they're having.
Did you watch this last night? Yeah, my wife thinks that's really fucking cool.
I just can't. That's my motivation.
To get out of that.
So long.
You did that.
I did it for so long, and I sat there just thinking about doing shit like this the whole time, knowing that I could.
Yeah, knowing that you can is the biggest thing. The biggest thing ever.
It comes from a place of desperation, like...
Sometimes people get shit done when that's your last fucking resort.
Yeah.
I get that. But like, well, I always compare it to Bronx Tale. The worst thing in the world is waste of talent. Remember he says that shit? That is stuck with me since I've heard it. Like, that's true. Holy shit, that's fucking true. Could you imagine? And I've said it before. How many times I talked about people like, he's real good. He just doesn't understand it and he doesn't care.
Yeah. Talent isn't even number one on the list to me.
At all. Nope.
It's
like motivation.
Three, number four.
Motivation, ethics, work ethic, talent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I can teach a workhorse how to do stuff.
Yeah.
I can't teach a talented person to be a workhorse.
That, man, if you're feeling bad about yourself, that's something anybody can dig into. Is like, all right, well, I'm the hardest worker in the room.
Done. No. You're never going to lose. No matter what job it is.
Go off and start making new connections. Focus on who you know and focus on being the hardest worker because they're going to notice that shit.
That's the only thing I ever did at my job. It's like, I wanted everybody to go, damn. Mm-hmm. Or like, who did this? Yeah. Who did this? That's what I want. Every fucking time, no matter what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. It applies to everything.
To everything. Every time the UPS guy comes, I try to load him up as fast so he doesn't bend over and shit. So when he comes, oh, that place over there in Burbank, that dude, my favorite spot to stop. Like,
yeah,
good. That's what I want to hear. So every time you're like, hey, I need a pickup, mm-hmm. I'm going. I'll be there. That's what I want people to be like, fuck yeah. He helps
people
me all the time.
That shit.
Yeah, that and people that work hard go,
yes,
good shit. Because I do. Mm-hmm. When I see someone work hard, I'm like, fuck yeah. Good
you're
shit.
Super appreciated.
It is. You're in a restaurant, you see him like, I can guarantee you that guy hates everyone. He's mm-hmm. the only one doing anything here. You can see it too. And you're like, oh, our waiter's fucking hates this job, but he's good to us. But you could see that he hates mm-hmm. these people. I see it all the time. You could tell who's the hard worker. You could tell who's the extra mile guy or extra mile girl. And that's the person you have to be every day, even when no one's looking and no one's around and you're by yourself. That's how you
requires zero talent.
There. Something that requires zero talent and will get you everywhere. Hard work. What a fucking question. Good shit. Yeah. Done. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to our mid-roll ad read. This is brought to you by Manscaped. If you watch our podcast, you already know about Manscaped. This is a male grooming tool. Over 2 million people have bought this. 4 million balls can't be wrong. So if you want to grab anything for yourself or maybe for your boyfriend, hint, hint, motherfucker, use it. Go to manscaped.com/YOLO. That's 20% off plus free shipping. And good news for everyone else in the world, Singapore, Australia, UK, Canada, South Africa, there's now worldwide shipping with Manscaped. The newest thing to the Manscaped lineup is the Performance Package 4.0. If you've thought about buying anything from Manscaped, now is the time. The Performance Package 4.0 comes with, I know it's fucking hilarious, it comes with ball toner, ball deodorant, boxers, a travel bag, the lawnmower 4.0 itself, the nose trimmer. It's the entire package all in one. That's the new performance package. So the features for the 4.0 lawnmower, this is travel safe. That means it's not going to go off in your bag and scare the shit out of you. It has a light on it. It's waterproof. It's wireless chargeable. You have no reason to be dirty. You have no reason to be nasty. And for some reason, for whoever made this, is a 9,000 RPM in this little machine right here. I don't know why. That's some coarse ass hair. So once again, guys, go to manscaped.com/YOLO. That's 20% off plus free shipping. Let's get back to the video. Jonathan Doc Weiler. Damn. Jonathan Doc underscores, guys. Hit me with some underscores.
We don't know where these fucking words start and stop.
Yeah, Jonathan Doc Weiler 8. Tell us the first time you tried rosin. The reason I put this in there, Marty, because I have a small story I wanted to tell you guys. Rosin. Have you ever smoked like dabbed rosin really, Marty? Well, you have. You've taken dabs with us before, right?
Yeah.
You've dabbed rosin. Was the first time here during the 100,000 subscriber then, huh?
I don't know the difference, honestly, between rosin and the fucking this and that and all the shit you dab, but I've taken.
You've taken dab with me here?
Yeah, of course.
Then that was the first time you tried rosin.
That sounds fair.
All right. So that was Marty's time. And all right. The reason I brought this up, I have a small story. What are we at, like 55?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So this dude, don't make me do
I'm
math
trying to do
right
the
now.
Fucking math on
I knew
it.
I knew that's what you're doing. Like, I know that's the face of. Yeah,
sounds about right.
I said it before you said. I knew. I'm like, don't make me do math. I knew it. That's a quote from Marty. All right, you're gonna make me do math out here. All right, cool. Yeah. So the reason I wanted to bring this up, the first time I ever tried rosin, the first time I heard about it, I need to tell you guys. You ready for this? I lived in Merced at the time. I'm not going to say who, and I know you watch, and yes, bro, this is the story. I'm going to tell it because I love this story about this guy. Shout out to you. My homie, he's from Washington. That's all I'll say. And all right, I know he's going to see it and be like, oh, fuck, this is about me. I know it. I love that, dude. I love that idea of thinking about somebody like, oh, and that's how I think about my Uncle John all the time, like, Pepper, this is the time me and him got fucked up. I know it. Like,
they see it heading in the direction of them.
Oh, I know what happened. I know what I did. So my friend says, hey, man, I'm going to bring down some rosin. And I go, what the fuck is rosin? And he starts telling me it's when you squish weed together and it, all the terps and the goo and the bomb THC drips out and you dab it. Now we dab hash. I don't dab crushed weed anymore. It's crushed hash. Hash rosin. That's what the shit you see on my Snapchat, the gooey white hash house stuff, all that, my homie. That is hash rosin. That's that funk, right? So the first time I ever saw rosin, the reason I'm bringing this up, because it made me smile, it made me laugh, and it made me think, yo, there's people out here with the best stories ever, and I don't know how to incorporate other people's stories, because I like telling stories, but only shit that happens to me, because I could see it. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be a movie and directing shit. I think that's what that would mean. So that's what I mean, all right? I want to direct people's stories. So
that's that Bronx Tale shit.
Yeah, it's that Bronx Tale shit, so... Here we go. That's exactly it. Here we go. My friend says, hey, I'm coming down. Do you know anybody that wants to buy hash? It's $50 a gram. And I went, oh, $50 a gram. And back then, I was buying shit for like 20 to 25 a gram shatter. And I went, 50? You're fucking tripping. Now my grams are 80 to 120, and I'm buying an eighth at a time. My goddamn fucking, my eighth jars, all those little jars, too, those are almost three something.
How long do those last? Like,
dude, I don't really dab as much as I used to because I'm not really home all the time. But I can fly through like a gram in like three dabs, four dabs, five. So if you want to really go
those
hard.
Those eighths go quick.
Those eighths go quick.
God damn.
It's more than Coke. When my, like those little jars, the straight over Coke prices now. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so when he told me 50, I'm like, what the fuck? Back then. I'm like, I don't know too many people. They're going to want to buy a $50 gram in Merced, California in 2016. You know, so here we go. He says, I'm coming down. I'm going to bring some. Let me know. So I called a bunch of people. I wasn't selling weed anymore, obviously. Or else I would have just bought it, a lot of it for to sell. But I wasn't selling shit. And I said, you know what? I'll buy like 4 or 5 grams of smoke. And I was handing him like $400 going, what am I doing to myself? And I smoked it. Oh my God, I love it. So it was DJ Short's Blueberry. That was the strain. Anyway, sorry for taking so long. Let's hurry up and get on this. Ready? Go. My homie comes over and he says, all right, can I park in your garage? I don't want to take it out in front of the house because it's just too much. And I go, okay, yeah. In my head, I'm like, just take your bag out of your trunk, fool. It's not that crazy. You're not that crazy drug dealer. You're fine, right? I didn't understand what he meant. All right? I didn't understand what he really meant. He gets there. I called some people up to come over to buy it. I'm like, hey, I have my friends going to have hash. If you want to come over, buy some hash, blah, blah, blah. So I had like 4 people come over and like cash him out a couple $100 here. So I was just trying to help him out on his drive to LA. He was selling all this hash, all this rosin that I just found out was real. And here we go. Pulls into my garage, take my car. He pulls in, we open his trunk, and I go, where's it at? And he looks at me, he goes, all right, dog, let me show you something. I remember, like, all right. He pops up a screwdriver, and I'm like, what are you doing, fool? Where's the hash? And he starts undoing the bolts, rivets from his truck. And I'm like, how much hash do you have? This fool took apart all the panels from his car, and there was hash in the entire car. Packaged up like Coke bricks, but in packaged sleeves of rosin with the flavors on it. Bricks. I'm talking stacks of parchment before it was jars, like parchment papers. Bam, bam, one brick. In every fucking panel of the car. And he was like, I'm only going to do one side. What flavor? All right, cool, it's on this side. He had the flavor separated, so he knew, like, okay, well, in Arizona, this fool wanted this. Boom, that's the front panel. And he just pops it off in the car. It was fucking amazing. And I remember he opened it, I looked at it, and he goes, I know, bro. I'm like, I fucking love you so much more right now. He goes, bro, I'm told you, I got some hash on me. I'm trying to get rid of it. And I'm like, yo, you got like 200 bands of hash in your car. What if you got hit? What if you got an accident? That's all I kept thinking is all the panels of the car. It's like, yeah, there's over there and the flavors over there. And I got like a mixed spot right here in the trunk. So if it's like smaller ounces, he can just bust it down. If people want pounds, he's like, it's over there. I'm looking, I'm like, you're not kidding. Oh my God. And that is the first day I ever smoked rosin. And that's why I put that question.
You're gonna say that was the first I ever robbed a fool for a car.
No, hell no. I ain't never robbed anybody in my life. I never fucking will.
Why would you move around with that much goddamn rosin on your car? God damn.
He got rid of it, man.
It's a fucking risk.
He's that guy. He's that guy. And I think that's the last question. Is it?
Nah, there's one more.
One more? Next. Chill Will 03. Best advice for teens getting out of high school. I put this in there because I think this is a topic that is never going to die, because every year there's a new fucking class and you can revert back to what we're going to say. Marty, what's your advice to somebody getting out of high school, guy or girl?
I remember, first of all, when I got out of high school, just having this moment of realization, like, oh, fuck. Like, this is what I looked at everything differently, because I started looking at adults as like, oh, I'm becoming an adult. Oh my God, I can't have this life. Like, I just felt terrified, like at mediocrity as a 17 year old getting out of high school, looking around. I remember I made a decision in life right then. It was aimed at music at that point, but I was like, I knew in my own mind, can't have this. I got to go all in. I remember thinking, I got to bet on some one in a million shit. That's what it's going to take, but I'm okay with that. I didn't understand kids that didn't have a mentality like that, that didn't wake up and have something they were getting after. My best advice for somebody getting out of high school is to, first of all, don't get yourself wrapped up. And we've bitched about this a lot. Do not get yourself wrapped up in a bunch of unnecessary debt or ruin your credit. Protect that shit at all costs. Give yourself time to breathe, too. I didn't know what I wanted to do in life till I was 25. I went and wasted all this money in college, all for nothing, basically. You got to find out who you're going to be and understand that this is a whole new chapter now. Your life is just starting, and you don't even know what it's like yet. So you got to go out and experience some life before you really can expect yourself to know, because everybody's trying to force it down your throat. Go to college. You got to still figure out who you are at that point. You're coming out of being a little kid and experiencing adulthood for the first time. So my best advice would be, don't waste your 20s. Follow your gut. Try to explore what your passions are and fucking go for it. Use your 20s. Use that time to go for it. Swing for the fences. If your parents let you still live with them and pay your bills, take advantage of that shit as much as you possibly can. Save up your money and, you know, figure out where your finish line is. But like Thomas said, you might not even know what the finish line looks like, and that's okay too. You just got to work with what's in front of you and just make sure you keep making steps forward. Podcasting didn't exist when we graduated high school and looked around and we're like, fuck, this is unacceptable. But we set goals, and then eventually, you know, you might not even, your finish line may not even exist at this point, but by the time you get there, it's something you didn't even know when you started. That's the crazy shit about it.
Yeah.
But it's always you got to set those simple goals. What is the simplest thing? Like when I watched the movie The Secret completely changed my life, because I was like, did we talk about this or no?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking the movie The Secret Window with Johnny Depp. I'm like,
no.
You watched a bad horror movie?
A documentary style movie.
Okay, never mind.
About the law of attraction.
My bad.
No. No, I was just like, you need to focus on the feelings. You need to focus on what it feels like to wake up and not feel, and not to not feel broke. But what would it feel like to wake up feeling comfortable and relaxed and like everything's taken care of? What does that feel like? And focus on that feeling.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, though, that's what matters to me. It's not like the specifics of, oh, I got a Bentley and I got a mansion and I got this many sneakers. It's more like my family's situated. I'm not stressed out. I have my shit together. Like, that's the goals. But watch The Secret. That changed my life. That probably literally saved my life. 100% watching that movie. Never seen it? It's a book. It's probably kind of like cheesy and corny now, but the whole gist of it really saved my life, which was the law of attraction.
That's real though.
Yeah, it's like gravity. Like whether you understand that it's working or not, it's working. And it's just, not to say that things aren't deliberate and random in the world, but you do have some control over what's going on in your life.
The way I see the law of attraction is, for all the people out there that's there, a lot of people will watch like gamers and shit. So think of it like this. You know when you're playing a video game and it's like pick up scroll for later mission. Mm-hmm. You go, nah, it's okay. That pickup scroll bullshit is the law of attraction. Like, it is like, no. That's going to come back to play later. Mm-hmm. You need to fucking think about this. Think about it. Motivate yourself. Think about it. And then who knows? Later on in the game, your life, it's like, wait, I used to do this in high school. Who would have known I'd be making a fucking $1 million a year doing this shit as a business? And then you think about it. I could probably do this as a fucking job as you're doing it in high school. The scroll from the beginning of the game is the same thing. Like, no. I'm going to fucking do this. Talk about it. Manifesting law of attraction is real as fuck. I just try to put it in a game sense, as you would see. Like, no. Those little pieces at the beginning will make sense later. They're not there for nothing. There's a reason you took metal shop. Like, you know what I mean? There's always something. Mm-hmm. It's like a video game. Like, when people think, is this a simulation? And if it is, turn on that secret passage for later. Yeah. You know what I mean? Do it. Talk about it now. So it's building that up while you get there. I know it's like with John, like, someone's going to pay me one day to do this shit. And then it fucking happened. Mm-hmm. It's not just saying, speak it and it'll happen. Just talk about it. Think it. Imagine yourself doing that shit.
Yeah, the visualization. But then it also is, every day after that, you got to move forward towards that.
That's just a lifestyle at that
point. That's the other component that people miss out of the movie, The Secret. It's not just about the visualizing and the wishing.
But that's how it starts.
That's where it starts. That's literally how it starts. Because it starts in the mind. Everything that has ever come to be started in someone's mind. You know, aside from the earth, even the earth, I don't fucking know. That could have started from some mind that we can't even understand. I don't fucking know. But to plan it and to know that, okay, there is some finish line that I'm headed towards. If you're a kid that feels like you hate your life, or if you're just getting out of high school and not knowing what the fuck to do, you got people pulling you in all different directions. I would focus on that. What do I want to feel like? Fuck all this other shit. Like, how do I want to feel? What would that even feel? I remember the first time I like visualized like driving in a nice car. I remember like sitting there, what it would feel like to like drive in a nice car. My mind was like a Bentley. And like, just the, like, you could really sit there and in your mind make that shit happen.
And you could feel it. Literally, everything is real.
It's like exhilarating.
Do me a favor. When you're going to sleep later, try your best to feel everything and see it in your brain. And once you can like start doing that, I don't know why, but your brain's so much stronger than I think people understand. Like, I can start thinking of things and a couple weeks later, I'm like, hey, I remember I was just thinking about this the other day.
Once you start looking for it, you see.
Yeah, you start seeing little passes to it.
Kind of already happened in life.
It's weird, right?
There's so many examples.
It's like a fucking movie sometimes. Mm-hmm. It truly is. How many times you guys sit there and start thinking of a song 40 minutes later? It's like on the radio. I'm like, that's an old ass song. I haven't heard that shit on the radio in years. I was just singing it in my head. I feel like your brain starts to look for things. Mm-hmm. And when you look for things, you meet the person you should have met. You fucking went to the party you should have went. Well, I don't like want to go to this party.
I mean, look how we came together.
Exactly. Right? It's like, okay, you guys are meant to do this, but you were being a piece of shit for all these years and you missed the fucking link. Mm-hmm. But what about, I went to that party. I did talk to that person. I did I met him. Oh, I met her. Oh, we did this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did that. Oh, me and my wife, we met randomly, bumped into each other. Why? Well, I was late doing something and I wouldn't have missed it if I wasn't doing this. I was thinking of daydreaming about this thing I want to do and I bumped into The world is butterfly effect. The world is all that shit. This is how it happens.
It's not only that, but there is some of that at play. You know, there's been so many times in my life where I can attribute. It's how I think now. It's just the way my brain works is that I'm kind of like taking, my brain doesn't really go on autopilot. I just try to be really deliberate with the things that I'm thinking about because I know that there's power in it, in what I'm placing my like real focus on and my real like intentions on. How you go out and deal with the world when nobody's looking, even like leaving a room better than you came into it, type of shit.
That's what I'm saying. When no one's looking,
that's your overall intention. That's what's kind of like reverberating out and back. And like, if you're somebody that your inner conversation's real nasty and negative, you're talking all this crazy shit about people, that's not real healthy for what we're talking about.
There's a reason why you're losing.
Yeah. It's a little bit just more of like a clean kind of. I had to rewire my brain. I really, really did. But I liked it because I wanted religion. I wanted something to call real. And I knew everything that was in front of me when I was getting out of high school, right at this age, was pivotal in my life. I knew it was all bullshit, especially because I went to a private school for the last 3 years of high school. And like I said, I wasn't like the other kids in school. I was the kid that when they did their ceremonies, I was the only kid in the whole school that stayed seated. When they'd go do their little set, like there was like an auditorium, they'd go do the sacrament shit with the fucking bread and all that. The whole school got, I was the only one that sat and didn't do it. Out of respect for their shit. I don't believe in this. I was like 16. They're looking at me crazy. I transferred to the school.
Oh my God, you fucking monster.
I transferred to the school for basketball. I'm coming into this school with these Catholics.
This man, this full-grown father just said, out of respect, I shit on their religion because I don't believe in this shit.
I didn't.
I just think it's funny.
It was
like,
funny
out of respect.
How I said that, but. That's how I felt.
I don't fuck with you.
It would have been.
I can't fake this.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, I couldn't. Amazing. I couldn't do it.
I understand why you said that and what you mean. It's just really fucking funny, bro.
The whole school looked at me like I was the
fucking
psycho.
Demon. Oh, that's the white rapper kid that doesn't fucking believe in God.
Yeah, basically. I was so different. Yeah, now that I think about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Think, Marty, think
when
about
all,
it.
When they did their prayers and shit before class,
Marty's
I'm the only
just fucking
one.
Dribbling.
I'm just sitting there, yeah, just air dribbling. Yeah. I know. I was like, yeah, they. I was the only one who didn't grow up going to church. I already had to like.
And earlier this guy said, don't be butthurt. It's a slap in the face to God.
Yeah, that's real though.
I know. It's just funny. Like, this is the same episode.
Man, I wish I could go back. I wish I could go back now. I would imagine these rants, a 14-year-old version of me ranting about North Korea to this fucking.
Ranting while he's like, all right, now I'm across you. Okay, go.
Yeah. And they're like, good, good. That's what you're here for. All right.
Yeah, you're here. Just play basketball. Just play basketball. All right. We don't want your. Shut the fuck up, Marty. Martin Lawrence O'Neill.
Yeah. That's another big one out there. Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Martin Lawrence.
Uh-huh. Hamburger. Damn. We could just do an entire show on fan questions. Okay. Can you go back to the notes? Thank you for your fan questions. That was Dope As Usual Podcast on Instagram. Okay. Holy shit. We're what time is it? An hour or something?
Yeah, about an hour 15.
Hour and a half.
We're being extra mindful on this episode, we're trying. Guys, because that upload time is a beast, and
that,
we get this shit out.
That, and it's Friday night, So here we go. I'm going to bring something up right now that I as soon as I started talking about it to my friends, half the shit I scream at my homies, and I'm like, I need to do this on stage as a stand-up, because sometimes I make myself laugh, and I look around like,
nobody?
No, I got to write this down. And that's why my notes are just fast. All right, here we go. Did you guys hear in the news that they caught, you know what? Hour and a half, let me be mindful. I'm not going to give you this fucking backstory of Argentina and Nazis.
I think we've already gone over that.
I know a little, but I'm not going to go through it. That's my brain wants to go, no.
Yeah.
Let them know what's going on in the world and then get to the small. Here we go. Apparently, there's a 100-year-old man that's going to trial because they found out he is a real identity. He was a fucking Nazi sergeant or some bullshit. He was a Nazi. He's getting charged with 3,500 deaths right now. 3,500 murders of Jewish people. There it is. 100-year-old fucking Nazi is getting tried on trial. And here we go. He's getting on trial. He's 100 years old. I say, this is why I brought this up, because I started talking about what I would do. And I was thinking, no matter what, if that was me and I'm the guard, I'd be like this. I'm going to slap the fuck out of this old man. Like, he's 100. I'm going to slap the fuck out of this old man when no one's looking. I'm going to punch him right in the fucking face. And then as I'm holding his hair, I'm like, hey, you motherfucker. I'm going to make him watch fucking Seinfeld over and over. The whole series. Like,
Jerry,
watch this.
Hello.
Look, see this? You didn't get his parents, motherfucker. Look what happened. You see that? Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, this all went through my brain as I'm telling it to my friend. He's taking a dab like that. Like, yeah, you see that? You wanted to stop that shit?
Wanted to stop Festivus, bitch?
Yeah, Festivus? What is that going on with that? You wanted to stop that shit? As I'm just popping.
Look at his turtleneck. Look at it.
Look at his fucking hair, huh? You like it's curly as shit? That's it. I said that all to my friend. And then I thought, yo, write this shit down, fool, because that is stupid, but it makes me laugh. Uh-huh. Now imagine the guards at the prison just popping this old man in the mouth. I know it's elder abuse. I know it's super mean. I would take a shot at him.
Yeah, it's fine.
For sure. But, oh, the 30-year-old version of you was a piece of shit. Uh-huh. At least one. Uh-huh. And be like, there's about 300,000 people right now that would be like, yeah. And then the other ones would be Nazi sympathizers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're all getting booted in the balls too.
Bro, I don't know. There's about 9 million dead people right now that would be like, yo, thanks. We appreciate it. Mm. My whole side of the other side of my family is Jewish. I never met them.
But you got to hit them with the fucking Kramer. Just leave the red light on them.
From the hot chicken place? I fucking love Seinfeld so much. But we wouldn't have Seinfeld, all right? That's pretty much what I was getting to. Like, you want to take this away? And then it just cut. See, this is the kind of shit I want to do on a show. Uh-huh. And as the guy's just like tripping and it goes into what he would do and it comes back. Uh-huh. He's just a nurse applying the guy's IV. Yeah. He's cuffed to the bed like, oh, sorry. I just imagine me beating the fuck out of this old man.
Going all Clockwork Orange, peeling his eyes open, making him watch and shit.
I watched that when I was 5. My mom showed me it. It fucked me up. The milk, the rape scene. Uh-huh. Fucked me up. I didn't understand why the cops were beating his ass, but they were his friends. Mm-hmm. It was all fucked. It was weird.
Probably not for a 5-year-old.
My mom's wild. But I remember watching it just tripping. Clockwork Orange. And then the end where he's all, ugh. Mm-hmm. Weird shit. Weirdo shit. Anyway, great movie. Here we go. That's the Nazi thing. 100-year-old Nazi getting tried because he finally got caught for his true identity. Good shit. Fuck you. You got to live like an extra 60 years, you fuck. I hope they were worth it, you piece of shit.
They should send him back.
They should send him back and throw him into a town.
Let him go all Handmaid's Tale on him.
Yeah, just throw him into a town. Like, bro, I'm sorry, but the new law, with this new law, the way our bank account's set up now is you get to get beat to death.
They get to circle around you, and they're all holding stones, and that's just it.
I don't even bat an eye at it. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up. That whole era, you know, less than 100 years ago era.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Pretty fucking recent.
Pretty fucking recent. Damn. So that was the Nazi thing. That's where my brain went with that. Make him watch Seinfeld while I pop him in the mouth every couple minutes. Like this, though. When you hit a kid on the mouth and they cuss. Mm. They go, oh! That's what I do to him as he's like, ha-ha. Like, yeah, you know what's funny, huh? You know what's laugh, bitch. You know what's funny. They're hilarious. Could you imagine the Nazi just like trying not to laugh at Seinfeld or Larry David?
It's just like blasphemous to him.
Yes. Mm. I gotta stop. Here we go. It's Friday the 13th, all right? It is Friday the 13th. And I didn't think about that until we were writing the episode out. And I'm like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Damn. It's Friday the 13th. Got any ghost stories? That's how I'm going to end this. I got one. I mean, I'm not trying to go too far into it. I'll go into it in a full story time or something. But apparently the first house my mom and dad had when we were babies was haunted. And the ghost hates my dad. That's all I know. My dad talks about it and my mom talks about it. And they don't like each other back then. And they had the exact identical stories. Like to the fucking T identical stories. So apparently on Yosemite Parkway, Merced, I used to live there. My mom said I always used to talk to something in the bathroom. I was like a little baby, like trying to chill with something. And she's like, is there a fucking ghost in here this baby sees? And apparently my sister used to be talking in the room because she said there was like, yeah, like I'm hanging out. I'm like, there's nobody fucking there. And my dad, this is the reason they moved. My dad told me the story and my mom told the story the same way. Apparently my dad was about to take a shower and the old school 90s Mexican guy waits. The dumbbells with the fucking biggest plate ever with the little spinners on the side with a screwy metal. My dad had those. He said he put it in front of the door because the door never closed when we were walking around because we would just pop it open. And he's like, I don't want you guys always fucking try to come in the shower, you little kids. Like, this is my, I'm putting the weight there so you guys, I can have a, take a shower without you guys fucking with me, basically is what he said. And he said he heard it like open and move. He's like, what the fuck? And he said he looked out. And nobody was there. And then he said something just scratched his ass on the back hella hard. And he just popped out butt ass naked, ran out the house, waited for my mom to come back. And then my mom told us that she was in the bathroom, like the curtains moved all fucking big out of nowhere, just like into the air. My mom's like, what the fuck was that? And then my dad, same. Their stories matched up identically. So I went, oh, so there was a fucking ghost on Yosemite Parkway.
Jesus.
And my grandma even told me about the same thing. Like, you mean your haunted ass house? I'm like, oh, it's true. That's the only reason I bring that up is because that's something that happened
ghosts
when I was a kid.
Ghosts are so fucking petty. Why not do petty some ass?
How about you be like, mow the lawn, asshole. Won't you fucking dust?
Do something real.
You rent free living motherfucker. Yeah. Possess some lady down the street to clean my fucking house. Shit. Ghosts are petty.
They're passive aggressive too.
That's like, the name of our stand. The first stand up I ever do. Ghosts are fucking petty.
Seriously. What are you doing? What are you opening the cupboards?
You opening the cupboards. Around? Arrange my shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we're over it, bitch.
Think about it.
Empty the dishwasher if you're going to be doing this type of shit.
You making vases? Like in Ghost, let me just stop because I was about to get ridiculous about shit that's not real. Here we go. I'm maturing.
Yep. All right,
here we go. Like, you know, I just pulled the Happy Gilmore where he's about to throw his fucking putter. Wait, maybe this is a new reserved version of Happy Gilmore. That was me right now. I just played the whole scene. I love that movie. Here we go. Ghost story. I will tell you my one ghost story.
Aside from that other one?
No, there's more. Right. I'll just leave it at this. My friend Ryan, his house is haunted. We all know Ryan from all the story times. Ryan and Ethan's house is fucking haunted. I think houses get haunted when there's bad fucking energy and bad people around. And they attract some shit that they brought and they just carry with them. I think tweakers have demons around them all the time. I think really bad drunks and alcoholics and evil motherfuckers just bring that vibe. So when you move into an apartment and it was some old tweaker's house, it's still there. That energy, like, I don't know why. I feel like drugs like open up this dimension of like letting shit in. I don't know what it is, but I feel it.
For sure. I hate people's fucking old vibes.
I hate that shit so much. And it's real. People are like, you guys are fucking high. I am high, first off. But second, don't believe in it then, asshole. You get your back scratched up.
If you don't, feel that shit when you go into a used apartment, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like I've gone into certain grows, like, no. I talked about that one. Yeah. And right after it got fucking robbed at gunpoint, like, something bad's here.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryan and Ethan's house, we all know it's haunted. They talk about it all the time. The first time I slept over there, it was like 12 of us. We all just pass out in the living room because Ryan's mom used to get fucked up there. That's where we started doing hella lines, and that's where all the mushrooms, where the first time I took mushrooms on the cul-de-sac, this is it. So I'm in the back room. No, I'm in the living room. There's like four dudes. There's two beds in the back room, two dudes on the floor, Ryan's room, Ethan's room, and like their homies on the floor. Like, it's the pass out time house. You guys know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. You're probably there right now watching this together trying to fall asleep. Am I right? All right. Trying to hide the last bowls till everyone falls asleep so you don't have to waste all your weed. Yeah, it's that time. I'm in the living room by my motherfucking self. First time I've ever slept over there. And I'm like, it's okay. I know Ryan's mom makes the most Kool-Aid I've ever seen in my life. There was not five pitchers of Kool-Aid at all times. And these crazy ass dollar store cookies. She would have this tub full of them. So I in the middle of the night, I'm like, oh yeah, all fucked up, cold ass. You know what I mean? Like, all right, I'll stay right here in the middle of the night. It's like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna get these cookies and Kool-Aid. I'm laying there. And as I'm laying there, I just feel like someone is standing over me and I'm trying to fall asleep. And I just like blankets to my eyes. I could feel someone like, oh, someone's about to grab me. I could feel it. And like, you know, when you close your eyes, and you know something's there, you're like, oh God, don't put your blanket over your head. Cause when you come back, you know, something's going to be there. It's a movie. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I turned my shoulder toward the couch and I felt it worse. And I'm like, no, I'm getting up right now. And I went and I laid right next to four other people on the ground. I don't give a fuck with no cushions, no nothing. Cause I laid on the couch cause I was like, I'm not gonna sleep on the floor and be right next to all you fools. Yeah. Nope. I crawled in like when fucking puppies all chill and go to sleep. That's what I did. I'm like, oh, fuck this. I will sleep between all this shit. I don't give a fuck. First night I ever slept at Ryan's. Here's the ghost story. Ryan and them always describe it as a dude in a black shirt. I'm like, you guys are fucking high. We're doing cocaine. I think you guys are high, but I believe in that shit. I am playing NFL Blitz. I'm playing NFL Blitz with 6'5". Steve, I've talked about. We're in Ryan's room. I'm looking at the TV. We're playing NFL Blitz. Steve's right here. No, sorry. I'm not with Steve. Sam. I thought it was Steve. Sam, the Asian guy with long hair. He's played football with him. Sam, me, playing NFL Blitz. That's all we're doing. Playing Blitz. And that's it. Everyone's in the garage drinking. And I'm like, fuck it. You know, once you go to a place so many times, you're like, I'm not missing on anything. I'm going to go play Blitz for a while. I'll come back out. We're drinking or smoking. People come over. People leave. It's the hangout house. So I'm like, fuck, I'll play Blitz with Sam. Fuck yeah, we're playing Blitz. And I'm doing this one, you know, playing like, oh, shit. And I don't hear a door open or nothing. But Ryan's door to his room's open. But on the other side of Ryan's room is the front door. It's pretty loud and the dog. So I'm like, I didn't hear anybody come in. I didn't hear the garage door come in. But I just see some tall-ass dude right here. The door's right here. I'm so sore. Sorry, I couldn't even point. I went to the personal trainer. Sorry, real quick. Yep. I went to the personal trainer, and I can barely move my fucking arms. That's why they're not fully extended.
Everybody respects it. Everybody respects your pain.
Oh, God. That's why I just tried to point with. Oh. Uh-huh. So if you see me doing this. Anyway, I see the door's right here, but like 5 feet that way. I'm playing Blitz, and the only person over 6'2 in our group is 6'5". Ryan's like 6 foot. It's pretty much it. And Steve, 6'5", has a flat top. So I'm playing Blitz, and I see the guy, like, right there. But it's, you know what I mean? I'm not looking away from the game. I'm playing. I'm like, yo, what's up, Steve? 6'5", what up? Hey, fuck you. What's up, Steve? You know what I mean? Your homie's like, oh, what up, fool? Hold on. All right, what's up? What's up, man? One of those. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm playing Blitz. Sam's playing Blitz. I'm like, all right. Fuck you. Oh, what's up? What's up? Three times. I go, all right, fuck you then. What's up, Steve? And then the fool just does that. Walks off. And as I walk off, I look, and I just see the hand leaving the doorway and the back of the shirt. It's not like he's wearing jeans. I can't tell you the pants. Let's just say that. I just remember the movement as he's walking away, and I looked real quick like, is this fool, what's going on? He didn't say hi to me. Fuck you, Steve. Like, I was at your house last night. Fuck you. It's friendly, like, eat a dick. I was just talking shit. So as he walked away, I'm like, is Will really walking away? And as I look, it's just like the back of the shirt and the hand out the doorway. I'm like, fuck you, Steve. And I think nothing of it, and I just keep playing. Playing Blitz, playing Blitz, playing Blitz. Me and Sam are playing. About 3 minutes later, remember, I thought it was Steve, went to the left and left. Went to the left of my doorway, my vision, and went out. That's the end of the house. The only ways to get out of the house are in the front, which is to the right. I'm explaining this because it makes sense.
Not a sound effect? All right.
Not a sound effect.
Goddamn paranormal.
We just heard at least three different people screaming right now.
All right.
Cool. Well, when we move the set, we're definitely going to need some sound protection because that was fucking loud. Here we go. Damn. About 3 minutes later, after I'm playing Blitz and Steve didn't say hi to me at all, Steve walks in the fucking door. The front door comes straight to the room. What's up, guys? I'm like, sup, Steve? Like, what? I'm like, fuck you, fool. I said hi to your ass 3 times. You didn't say shit. He goes, I just got here. I'm like, oh, it must have been some other dude that came through the garage that I haven't met or I didn't know was here. You know, because I knew who was here. I'm like, we're all drinking. I'm just going to go to the fucking and play. He must have came through the garage. I'm like, okay, it's somebody else. I'm like, you just got here wearing a black shirt? And Steve was wearing a black shirt, too. I'm like, fool's talking shit. I go in the garage after we play the game, smoking a cigarette. I look around. I'm like, has anybody else come? He's like, no, it's just us. Like, nobody else has been here. No? Yo, Ryan, I saw the fucking ghost. I finally went, yo, Ryan, I saw the ghost, fool. He goes, what are you talking about? Let me hear. Because I always told him, yeah, right, motherfuckers. Like, no, it's haunted. It's fucking haunted. That's why he always had everybody sleep in the rooms together.
Oh my God.
And I was
God.
Like, we're good, bro. I'll just be on the couch. But when I felt that, I went, Like, and I went
so
in.
So haunted, he can't have a sleepover without.
He doesn't. He'll sleep with his door open with like weights in front of it.
Actively haunted every night.
Bro.
Often
it's
haunted.
To the point where every time I go to the bathroom, I would leave the door open with my foot propping it open.
Because of the goddamn ghost?
No, it's the vibe. Mm. I only saw that thing once. It's the feeling of like.
And all it did was walk.
Well, Ryan's
walk
mom
out.
and her boyfriend, they were like on drugs and shit. Or they were bad alcoholics at the time. The energy there was like fights and beer and fights and bad shit. It was that house. Mm. So I feel like something was just like, something bad. Anyway, I tell him, Ryan, I tell him like, no, I saw it. And I'm telling Steve, if you're telling me you just fucking got, and I'm explaining it. And I'm like, he had a black shirt on. And Ryan goes, I fucking told you. He has a black shirt on and short black hair. I go, yep. Kind of looks like Steve's like, yeah, it looks like light skinned ass Steve. It was just like a white dude, black shirt, short hair, like a buzz cut. Mm. And I fucking saw the back of him moving. Like, cause I could see it physically see something, but I was playing games like that. Like I told you, like, sup fool. If I would have just looked, it wouldn't have been Steve, but I didn't mm. look. That's why I was like, Steve, are you fucking with me? Cause I can't tell you 100% if I'm right or wrong. Mm. I had to take his word for it. And then I'm explaining like, dude, I saw, he's like, bro, I just walked in the door. Steve lives four houses away and across the street. He's there every day. So I thought, oh, maybe you went home and came back. That's why I'm like, are you sure you're not fucking with me? So it turns out I finally fucking saw what everybody's been seeing. Ethan was in the bathroom and something fucking knocked his ass to the ground when he was in the shower. Ryan got scratched on his neck. And that was it. As far as I remember, scary stuff. But the one time, that's why I started keeping the door propped open when I went to the bathroom, is because I was washing my hands one time, all coked the fuck out. And I know you're like, it was the coke. No, I've done coke before. And the shower curtain just started moving like wind. And I just did this one. I looked up and looked at the window for the bathroom. It was shut. And I went, oh! I walked out, power walked from Malcolm in the Middle, like, back to the garage. I went, oh, shit. But I didn't know him that well yet. So I didn't go like, you got it. I just... fuck this house. Mm. But it was a regular house, but we all knew like, it's creepy out here. It's scary. That was Ryan's house. And it went away like after like 4 years. Like we didn't like feel it like that no more. But we were there every fucking day, every weekend, all night, all day. And during school days, we'd go there, get fucked up and go home. Because that was the house you're allowed to get fucked up at. Uh-huh. And my dealer's story time, John, the one that disappeared, was their older brother. Mm. So after high school, I started hanging out with John, too. Mm-hmm. And that's when I got that connect, because he was the guy of our town. Like, that's your brother, fool. Holy shit. Like, he's the fool that sells hellbacks, and he's the one that got the Mercedes, like, 19. Like, he's that fool. Mm-hmm. So that's the paranormal one from Ryan's. I have other ones, but that's the one that, like, holy shit, I see what you guys saw, and I thought you guys were fucking with me. Mm. But yeah, no, it was legit, dude. I finally saw what everyone else has saw. I was the newest guy. Ryan and Joe and Anthony had already been hanging out with him for like 2 weeks. Then they introduced me to Ryan. So I was the last one out of all like 15 dudes at Chill. I was the last and the newest guy. So they were like, the Sandlot, don't look down. That's what they did. Yeah. There's a ghost. Are you trying to fuck with me? Fuck you. But the scary thing when I was sleeping, that got me like, maybe there is a ghost. And the curtain moving, I'm like, maybe it was the AC. Mm-hmm. But I'm still getting out of here. And that hallway from the bathroom left straight to the fucking garage door was like the, like as soon as you get past it, you know you're okay. It's like being in open water in the dark. Like, I don't know what's happening. Sometimes I would close my eyes and just fucking power walk through the hallway.
Jesus Christ.
That house, man. She still lives there. Yeah, it's crazy. It's all remodeled and nice and new and it's cool. But
if it really is a ghost and that's the afterlife, like sometimes like, oh, sorry, your afterlife glitched out and now you're just roaming around
this
house.
Now you're stuck. You fuck with these drug addict kids. All right.
You got to just.
Fuck it. Let me scratch one. Yeah. Every 3 months I get to scratch somebody. I'll be back. I'll be waiting. Yeah. You ever seen Frighteners with Michael J. Fox?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Go watch it, guys. That's what the afterlife sounds like.
I did see a movie where there's these two kids that are like living. They're like homeless and they're living house to house without the people knowing that they're like living in their attic. They're just like squatting without you knowing they're there, type of thing.
It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, but maybe that's what was going on. It was a fucking tweaker. It was just like hiding for, you know,
for sure. Room and shit. I thought that at which house? I thought that at my nice house. What did I talk about this on the podcast? There was something in my house. My nice house in Merced. Maybe I'll wait for story time. But I waited until we drove off and we're a few blocks away. And then I started telling Rosie what I had been seeing in the house because I didn't want to scare her. I think somebody was living in my house, my attic. I think there was. And I was too afraid to like find out.
Did you just call your attic an addict?
Oh yeah, there was an addict in my attic. I liked it. I mixed. Yeah, I did. There might have been a drug addict in my attic. So one day I went to the top and I'm like, wait, what do you mean? What do you call it?
No, I wasn't gonna say nothing. I don't call it an addict. I call it an attic. But
oh, no, I know. I realize my words. No, I get I'm that. Saying. Okay. I thought you were going to say, like,
no.
In the East Coast, we call it this.
No, I was gonna see if you wanted to keep going with this because I'm interested to know how you.
There was a fucking dirty handprints on the part to get into the top. Like, the days after I heard some shit, I went, okay. I'm very observant. I see everything. And I look and went, oh, walk past it. There's a fucking handprint there now. Oh, shit. And when I was alone, I would hear shit move up there. And it always freaked me the fuck out. I never wanted to tell Rosie. But there was a few spots in my hallway where I felt something. Like someone staring at me. I could feel this shit. But it was a tall ass house. If you see the pictures, our house was huge. It was one of those like, why is the fucking ceiling so high? How do you clean it?
Yeah,
one of those houses. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if someone wanted to live up there, they could. The first thing I did when we got here, yeah. I had somebody look up there.
It was me.
Oh, it was you? Oh, okay. It was you. I didn't want to go up there. Yeah. Oh, it was you then. I just remember going, look in the back. Yeah. Make sure the back's good.
The one warehouse we were going to get before this was definitely infested with tweakers.
That warehouse was scary. We even turned the lights off when the thing went. It's like somebody shot this building with bullets. It's just beams of light coming in. Like, well, there's vampires, man. Stand in the fucking middle and you're fine. There was so many cracks. We would have never been able to film. You know that?
Yeah. Oh, knowing what we know now.
I'm so happy we didn't get that spot. That spot sucked on dick. Whoa.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll stop with that because there's a huge, long story about the house. I'll do it another time, but... The ghost at Ryan's fucked me up. That shit scared me because I thought, oh, I know what you guys see now because I saw it identically. What the fuck you tell me?
Yeah, that's creepy.
Everything.
It goes across people seeing the same thing.
Yeah, they told me when I moved there. Yeah, he's got a black shirt on, tall ass dude. That's what they always say, tall ass dude.
I don't like that.
My friend Mundo, his mom is a medium. And I'm like, okay, your mom's a medium. She's a real medium. You know those Sylvia Brown people? You're like, ah, she's fake.
Yeah.
She's a real medium. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that shit was real.
Yeah, I've talked to a real medium before. Oh,
she's real. She's fucking legit. Because I asked her about some shit. Because some weird shit was going on. I asked her. And she described something. Well, first off, the boy with you is so like.
Yeah.
What'd you just say, bitch? I didn't say this to anybody, but one of my homies died. And I was like, I was like, oh man, I wish I could have fucking told him this shit.
Yeah.
And then she's like, so he wants to let you know that this, it's okay. He knows you mean it. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what did you just say? And she described him. I go, oh my fucking God. I didn't mention this online. Yeah. I haven't talked about this ever. What the fuck did you just say? As I sat down, she's like, your energy is amazing, and I love you already. And I go, thank you. She's like, your girlfriend? As Rosie walked in, she's like, she's awesome. She's glowing. I go, all right. Mm-hmm. Let's get into this. And she goes, so before we start, the boy with you wants me to let me know. I go, the boy with me? I'm like, what are you talking about? She described his face. I know his The second she said something, a certain thing, I went, what'd you just say? And she goes, he wants to let you know that you know you wanted to say this. And I'm like, what the fuck? Nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Let's start talking. And then she blew my mind. But that's mm-hmm. my homie's mom. Mm-hmm. And she's legit. She has like books and shit like mm-hmm. that. I won't say her name, but she has books and she has a radio show. And she's a legit, legit lady, dude.
I had an experience like that once that really changed my life.
Where?
In Buffalo when I was like probably 19. My girlfriend and I went to one because she had some like heavy duty, really deep baggage like she was working with, or their dad died and stuff. So yeah, like I remember she sat down with the medium, and whatever the medium started saying to her, like she just like unraveled this, like you're saying, it was like tear. It wasn't even about her dad. I remember like just really, really just got to her core immediately. And then very, very similar also when it was like my turn to talk to the person, it was like, I remember it gave me a lot of confidence because the way they put it was like they could tell like about me. And they were like, they said, you have like golden footsteps kind of laid out in front of you. You're going to go to California. You're going to meet somebody there. They're going to remind you of yourself. They weren't so much like predicting the future and shit. I mean, I know I kind of like in that instance, they were a little bit, but it was also just like affirmations about you as a person and what's like how you're saying, like, they're just going to start saying some shit that's has nothing to do with anything you weren't asking about, you weren't thinking about. I definitely experienced that too, but it gave me a lot of confidence because that's what I took from it, you know.
Nice.
It was shit. She gave me some good news and a pat on the back and said, keep going, keep doing what you're doing.
Cool.
Yeah, shit. I think about it though. I think about it often actually. Some of the stuff they said, I'm like, God damn, that shit is coming true. Even now, you know.
Yeah, I've never went anywhere like that. I was just taking dabs in my homie's house. And his mom was in town. Yeah. I was like, she's going to come over. We're like, okay, I want to ask her about something.
Mm-hmm.
And then that led into that. So it was random. So I never went.
Yeah, and I don't even believe in it. But
that's real.
I just know that what this person was able to tap into something that they were able to like pull shit about that, like you're saying, you would never know.
Right before I met Rosie, her and her friends went to one, and she told her this whole long story about her life, about Rosie's life, and it was directly described exactly me.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
Mm.
She told me about it when we met. She's like, it's so crazy. I went to a fucking a psychic. Like, as a girl saying, we're all just hanging out. We decided, let's go to one. And she described exactly when and everything, the person she'd meet, all this shit, that we'd end up getting married, and all this crazy shit. And it was like,
I'm having visions of you guys pushing trees.
Get out of here. Yo, I tell you, my when you look at my last name as a crest,
yeah,
it's a lion against a tree.
We discovered that. Remember?
Remember?
I was like, your goddamn logo, your family crest is damn near the push trees logo.
Touching a tree standing straight up. Fuck you.
Crazy.
No way. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no fucking clue. My family crest, when you look back on your name and where your name came from, our crest is literally like all this cool shit and a tree. Looks like our logo kind of tree with a lion. Pushing it, like touching it with two hands.
I was
standing.
Astonished.
Crazy. Rosie's is just a tree, the same tree almost as our logo.
Mm.
And it's a tree with all these designs next to it.
Like a detail, the leaves, all that. Yeah, I know. Fucking trippy.
What the fuck, man? Yeah. Fate. For real. How crazy.
Yeah.
What are we at? 132.
150.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
We did all right.
Yeah.
We did all right. Yeah. Hey, we're getting good.
That's all the bullet points, basically.
We're getting good. Yeah. Hey, we don't even need bullet points at this point.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just do it to remind myself, hey, talk about that Nazi fuck. But oh, yeah, let's rather talk about this Nazi.
Yeah, no, it's good. We're professional.
That hurts so bad to do that right in my arm. So I fucking forgot. Yo, this was the catch up episode. This was the hangout episode. The smoke a weed with your friends episode, because it's about to be guest on guest on guest, mm-hmm. and we wanted to hang out. The solo episode is our chance to say, hey, what's up, guys? This is what we've been doing. Did you watch that shit? Oh, my God. Because we're hyped.
Recover from last episode, too. Last episode was such a roller coaster, and like I've never seen so much emotion in like a live chat. To have everybody tapped into that while you were describing all that was like a special moment in podcasting, period. That doesn't happen often.
Yeah, while watching it, I started remembering what we talked about. I used to remember all of it, but I was like spacing out or fucking something. And it was good though, man. I probably didn't talk about it. I feel so much better. Holy shit, talking about it out loud. Oh my God. I don't feel so fucked up from it. Mm-hmm. It's so weird to say that.
It just works like that.
I didn't know that it worked like that. Yeah. But it really fucking helped. I don't feel like as about it. Odd.
Yeah.
Good though.
Never goes away. It's like I don't know if I came up with this thought myself or if I heard it, but it's kind of like when you deal with the death of somebody really close to you, it's like it's the volume's always on, but it's just how loud is it on. Sometimes the volume's quieter, but then, you know, it's still on. It's still in the background. Never really goes away. That's how it is.
Well, my dumb ass was going to say, it's like a series finale, but you can always replay it in your head. I'm an asshole. She was all prolific, and mine's like, it's like a show that ends, and, you know, like, you can watch it again. Fuck. Jesus Christ. I think, yeah, that's it, guys. We just want to catch up, hang out. I don't even remember everything we talked about. Damn, these.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. You make time fly by sometimes. Yeah, that's everything, man. With guests coming up, 100,000 subscribers. Appreciate you guys. We got the plaque. We actually got the plaque. So on next to the 500K is our next goal.
Mm-hmm.
500K. We don't really do anything else on the channel. We should start like putting up some vlogs or like say, because we're going to have Sean O'Malley.
Mm-hmm.
What if we're just like do a vlog with him and get fucked up and post that on the channel? Right? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Hey, this is what we did also this week. That'd be cool.
We're kind of getting to the point where we can start doing shit like that now. As far as like time working and stuff. And
yeah, dude, the schedule's working. I did 3 videos on Dope's Old Channel 1 week and that caught me up.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, okay, next week, I already have next week's video done this week. Mm-hmm. And the next week after that is already going to be done next week. Oh, I'm never lagging now. Like right now, I just posted a video yesterday. I'm already almost done with the next edit.
Mm-hmm.
And the next video I film is Tuesday. So I'm going to be too caught up.
Yep.
And then I have another one I'm filming Friday. Ooh.
About a month ago, you caught up.
Yeah, I finally caught up to myself.
I mean, obviously, we've never done this before. So we just had to make a whole, we had to get so much done to be able to get in front of everything. Yes. Somewhere.
Literally work. All right, we're going to work for 2 weeks straight. No, straight. To catch up enough to be 2 days ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we had 3 more people, we'd be on schedule. But we're only 2 people instead of 5. Mm-hmm. And sadly, we lost. Deanna's gone. She went to another job. So now it's all Marty.
Yeah.
Marty. It's all Marty doing everything. Yeah.
But it worked. Like, we're talking about timing and stuff. It worked out, though, because some of my clients.
Damn.
I know. But it's. Yeah, it's all good.
Workhorse-ass Marty.
I would rather have all my attention on this, even if it's the thumbnails and the clips. I would rather have my touch on it than being spread thin with 10 clients.
Yeah, like you said, like Marty said recently, he used to have so many clients. It was his whole life was like, oh, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? What time is it? Fuck.
Yes.
But now it's like, okay, we're done working. You got your own thing doing. You're doing your own thing. Now you're down to what? 2 clients?
Well, I got obviously the podcast and then, you know, Dope as Yola is a whole separate client.
That's a whole nother client, yeah.
But then from as far as my comics that I work with, it went from 10 to 3 being Rogan, Rogan, Theo, and Sickler primarily.
Nice.
Which is sick. It's so because...
You just had so much to do. It was impossible.
They all have podcasts. They all book dates. They're all getting back on the road. But I want my time spent primarily on this. That was the goal from the top. This was we're just doing what we said we're going to hopefully be able to do.
And now it's actually working.
But we'll be able to put up more content on the channel the more time we have. I would love that. I would love to be able to post another video on the channel.
Right? It'd be so cool.
Like we were talking about like with Stereo, you know, that whole situation got fucked. But we're still wanting to do something like that.
Yeah.
So.
I was about to comment some shit. I was like, you know what? Maybe contractually I shouldn't.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
The other day I went, I'm going to erase this entire comment.
Yeah, there's been plenty of comments I've went back and not to stereo, but great. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe in the contract, because I can't do this, and then you guys will be like,
we're going through this.
10 episodes ago, we were talking about, you know, I'll show up at your fucking door. Where's our money? We're still going through it, all right? but I won't say with who.
It's not stereo. All
right. It's not. We actually like them.
But we might actually be going back on stereo.
Yeah. But yeah, we're still dealing with that shit. It's all right. It's okay. Take it as a loss for now. Fuck. It's okay. Guys, yes, thank you so much. New sponsor today, Tushy. Shout out to Tushy. Not Tushy.com. It's Hello Tushy. All right. Let me say that again. It's HelloTushy.com. HelloTushy.com. We found out that Tushy.com is porn. Well, actually, Brandon, one of our employees.
Is that how we found that out?
Well, I was on the Zoom call with Tushy talking about the sponsorship. And then Brandon's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't look up Tushy.com. He's like, I did it at work. We're in the whole FaceTime meeting with the owner and the CEO and all that shit with Tushy. And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah. No, we've had horror stories. But like, so HelloTushy.com. Hello, okay? Not just Tushy.com.
Oh, my God.
And Brandon's like, yeah, I was at work, man. And I pulled up the wrong side. Like, oh, fuck. Could you imagine? No, I mean, like, yeah. How do you explain that shit? You look like a pervert, bro. So, yes, thank you to our new sponsor, HelloTushy.com. The bidet. Spray water directly into your ass. Bing. Yeah.
We're going to get that on the soundboard.
Yeah. Like Joe Pesci in fucking Home Alone.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I love that
That's what
shit.
I was thinking of. That's a reference I get.
Good. Yeah, shout out to the new sponsor. Fucking awesome, man. Thank you guys very much. Honestly. Bro, when the pandemic was going on, there was no toilet paper. I guarantee you, everyone that had the Tushy was like, oh, it's fine.
Chilling.
We're good. Oh, I'm not running to the
look
store
at
like
you
that.
Savages.
Yeah, look at you, savages. Dry assholes. Yo, bro, it's so crazy. Like, there's a reason why rich people in the movies have them because it's a luxury because it's that much cleaner. It's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, yeah. We could do a whole episode on this.
I didn't know that. It's like, oh, no, it's like 90% cleaner.
Oh, you mean washing with water versus just
smearing it with paper
cleaner
and paper dust in the air because you get cheap toilet paper. I did that shit all the time. God. Like, oh, this shit sucks. This hell dust. You know exactly what I'm saying. That fucking winter snow. Yo, let's
paint a picture.
Yeah, let's stop. All right, let's stop. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Next week, Goblin Eric Kahn episode comes out. Thank you guys so much for watching. And then we have Brian Callen, Freeway Wick Ross.
We haven't even brought on the booking agent yet.
Yeah, did you hear that? Freeway Wick Ross.
Yeah, you did it.
It's my Invisalign, guys. I have a speech impediment now. I can barely say lawnmower 4.0. Yeah! Since we got Manscaped sponsorship, I fucked up 62 times. Lawnmower 4.0. Ooh, I got it again.
He does. He can't. That's
can't
literally the
it.
First time you've ever,
I've ever
said
got it.
It.
Lawnmower 4.0.
He always says lawnmower 4.0.
Yeah, it's like a little kid that can't say the R's. Lawnmower 4.0. It's because the Invisalign has gave me a speech impediment. Yeah.
You have to like back into it. You got to go, it's not the 3.0.
It's the 4.0. That's the loophole I got. It's the lawnmower, but not the 3.0. It's the 4.0.
And I gotta chop it up.
Yeah, you has to chop. That's why the Manscaped ads are like this. Manscaped dick. It's because I can't say 4.0, but I got it. I haven't been wearing my Invisalign as much.
All right,
I've been wearing it all day actually, and I've been wearing it at night only.
Man, well, don't fall off the Invisalign because
I won't. I'm just waiting for my new guards because somebody wants to lag on my new mouth guards. I won't say where I go, but hey, man. Hurry up. I've had the same mouth guard for like a month and a half. Come on. It's supposed to be a weekly thing.
It's going to get fucked together.
It's the pandemic, I understand. But yeah, let's just stop. Spray water up your ass. Shave your dick. It's pretty much what we're saying, all right? Dick and fart jokes. Oh, bro.
Come on. Look at our sponsors. Bring them on.
Bring them. We're fucking ready. Also, get buff on it. All right. Marty, you got anything else to say?
No.
It's the last time we're going to be talking directly to the fans for a couple weeks. So
thank you guys, man. That last episode felt so great. It made me just proud to be a part of this, and like, I just really felt great about it.
And our fans are the coolest.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Truly. It says Martin. You put your name as Martin, not Marty, on stuff?
And the government did that shit.
Oh, okay. It's like, I don't Martin's know, yeah. computer. What the right. fuck?
Yeah. No, that's my Apple ID.
The government
yeah,
does yeah. that shit.
Get out of here. I just looked at who's Martin. Oh, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
See, we got to stop. Thank you guys so much for 2 hours and 6 minutes.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Ooh, yeah. Not too bad. Yeah, yeah. Thank you guys so much for watching. This has been another episode of the Dope as Usual podcast. This is episode 28. Episode 28. All right. Ooh.
We're a real podcast. Shit.
It's really happening. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. We just passed 5 million views on YouTube. Thank you guys so fucking much. We just hit 1.3.
It's more than that now. It's really more like 6.5 on YouTube if you count the Clips channel. That's how I like to put it up.
Oh, all right. There we go. We got 6.5. But for Spotify and yeah, Apple downloads, we're at 1.5.
It's getting 5 yeah.
million downloads.
Just Apple and Spotify, not
everything else.
50 other audio ones.
Holy shit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool for all the new fans that didn't come here from the Dope as Yola shit. Welcome. Thank you guys for being here and just hanging out with us. For the fans that have been here through the Dope as Yola stuff, thank you for seeing the transition and seeing like...
evolution.
The evolution. It's not just this pack from this company and we just get demonetized mm-hmm. and YouTube demonetizes us and deletes us.
No.
We try to do this the right way and it fucking worked. So thank you guys for being here and seeing it happen and fucking crazy.
Being a part of it, making it happen.
Yes. There you go. Most of all, for you guys are the reason it works. It's the reason it makes it happen. Every time you guys share some shit, our Twitter, our Instagram, we have TikTok now. We need to start using more, but Dope as Usual on podcast on TikTok. You guys support everything we fucking do. Everything. So thank you so much. We're about to have phone cases, sick ass phone cases coming out. We're going to have new shirts with a puff print. We got stuff coming out. So thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for supporting Marty and I. This has been the Dope as Usual podcast. I'll keep going. I will keep going. And in 15 minutes go.
Yep,
so thank you guys for the Dope as Usual podcast. I just felt it happening again. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much. If you're in the car, please be safe. Be safe. Be careful driving. We got more. We get them every week. Watching the podcast and I crashed my car. Got another one like 2 days ago. Please be fucking careful. I know it's a reoccurring thing. It's almost repetitive at this point. Just be fucking safe. If you're at home, hang out with your friends or you're by yourself, have a good ass night. If it's a start in your day, I hope your day is good. If you're going into work, don't worry. Maybe you won't do it forever. And if you do it forever, fuck it. It's okay. Thank you guys so much for watching. Until next time, I'm Dope as Yola. Have a dope ass day. Whoa. The most precise episode ever, man. Not too bad. I'm fucking high. Way higher than I thought I'd be. Martin. It's my brother's name. So when I saw him, I'm like, what the fuck? I always forget that. Because I always thought, I don't know. Because I never think of your name as Martin. Yeah. Perfect.